booster because your risk of getting very sick goes up with age, and boosters can help lower the chance of severe outcomes. Visit the Wintu Cultural Tribal Center at 4755 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake on Saturday, December 3rd from 12 noon until 6:30 p.m., keeping your immunity strong. This community clinic is brought to you by the California Department of Public Health and MyTurn.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We would love to have you join us for the 15th annual Christmas for the Troops. Along with KIXC-TV, we invite you to join us Friday, December 9th for food, fellowship, and package assembly at the Anderson VFW post at 3210 West Center Street starting at 6 p.m. A suggested donation at the door provides snack foods, dinner, and helps offset the cost of shipping. You can help in advance as well. We'll be accepting donations of food, funding, and travel-sized personal care items that you can drop off at the KIXC Studios on North Market Street in Reading. For more information, call Michelle at 530-859-3176. 530-859-3176. Remember, the date is now Friday, December 9th at 6 p.m. VFW Hall in Anderson. Veterans sacrifice themselves for us. Let us show them our gratitude and thanks for your support.
Now, 888 Money Pit.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I call the 888 Money Pit.
Money Pit is presented by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, Kohler Power, and LG Red. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here for you. So what are you working on? What are you trying to get done? What are you planning for now? Is there a last-minute project you want to get done before the end of the year? Is there a project you want to take on next year, next winter? Maybe you want to cut that energy bill. Maybe you want to think ahead to some outdoor living improvements. Whatever is on your to-do list, you can put it on our to-do list by calling us with those questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting them to moneypit.com. Just click the blue microphone button because that's what we do. We are here for you to help you get those projects underway. Hey, coming up on today's show, are you thinking about taking on a big reno project in the new year? Well, more than 90% of homeowners are doing just that. We're going to take a look at the top projects on those to-do lists and what they actually might cost you.
And also ahead, does your home suffer from old, worn, or even dated wallpaper? Well, removing it isn't as hard as you might think. All right, listen, it's kind of hard, but it's totally worth it if you want to make the wallpaper go away.
Yeah, we'll make it easier.
Yeah, we're definitely going to make it easier. We're going to share the steps that will also help make it go a little bit more quickly. So stick around if you want to get rid of that wallpaper.
Once and for all. And you love all the colorful trees that we've seen over fall, but you dread dragging piles of leaves to the curb? Well, got a better idea. Why not compost those leaves so they can benefit next year's garden? We'll share the step-by-step.
But first, what are you guys working on? You need some help with a renovation? Maybe you've got a repair or a decor project? Well, whatever it is you are dealing with this very busy time of year, let us help you out with your to-do list. So give us a call.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions on moneypit.com by clicking the blue microphone button. And we've also got some tools to give away today from Arrow Fastener. We've got the cordless 5-in-1 professional staple and nail gun going out to one listener drawn at random. If you want that to be you, you got to reach out with your questions. Let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
Heading over to Texas where we've got Lisa on the line who's got a question about outlets. What's going on at your money pit?
Hi. We have an older home. It was built in 1960. And in some areas of the home, there are older outlets with only two holes. And then in some other rooms, we have outlets that have three holes. So my first question is it safe to leave them as they are with just the two holes, or should we have all consistent outlets within this house?
Well, certainly you're talking about two different types of wiring, and the outlets that have three that have the ground plus the two prongs. That's a grounded wire, which is basically run separately. The ones that have the two prongs is basically a two-wire system, and the ground is done through the box itself. So, is it safe? It can be safe. It's not as safe or as durable, I would say, as having the modern outlets. But it's just not a matter of switching out the outlets. You have to make sure you have the wiring there to support it. Now, if you're going to plug something that has three prongs into the two prong, you have to use an adapter, and then you have to actually attach the adapter using the center screw in between the outlets, because that's how you're picking up a ground. And even doing that doesn't necessarily mean it's grounded, because, you know, who knows how those were put together behind the walls. So if you want to be sure, you could have an electrician check them all out and find out if you will be creating a grounded situation if you use that adapter or not. But if you're going to do some upgrading, I never think it's a bad idea to upgrade your wiring and make it safe and make it current.
I see. Well, that is very helpful to know. And that is something we can definitely take care of and contact a friend of the family who's an electrician, so we can remedy that problem.
Excellent. All right. Well, good luck with that project.
Thank you so much. And you guys have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.
Now I've got Mark in Kansas on the line who's got a question about a countertop. What's going on?
Well, we have a Formica countertop, and it's darker, and my wife is wanting something lighter, and I'm wondering, do I have to replace it, or can't I put something over it?
No, actually, there's a product that you can replace that, or you can actually cover that top with. It's made by a company called Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H. I actually just used the product myself in the last few months, and it's called Lux Rock, L-U-X-R-O-C-K. They also have another version called Mineral Select. And essentially, these are products where you put on a primer, and then once the primer dries, you put on a coat of the Lux Rock, you let that dry, and then you very carefully sand it. And what you see come through are like all the flakes of different colors of like gold, for example, that you would see in a granite piece. And once you reveal that and you're sort of happy with that appearance, then you put on like an epoxy top coat. And that sort of locks it all in. So in my case, I had a really old kitchen, and I had the option to go over the old top, which I would have been happy to do, but I was reconfiguring cabinets, so I decided I would build a countertop myself from scratch using plywood. And when people said, you're going to put a plywood countertop in? Well, I got to tell you, I had friends that saw this Luxrock product after it was complete, and they were kind of like, what do you mean that's not granite? They're like looking at it, they can't see anything that tells them it's not granite. I finally had to turn a piece of the top upside down and prove it wasn't granite. That's how darn good it looks. So check out DeichCoatings.com, DeichCoatings.com, and you'll find those products there. They're really good at this, and I was very happy that I made that choice.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate it.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. If you're thinking about tackling a renovation for your house, we're going to share the results of a survey showing what Americans are paying for with the most popular projects. We'll share all that when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Are you ready for the holidays? Have you started that dreaded holiday gift list? Fear not, we are here to help.
That's right. We found the perfect holiday gift for nearly everyone on your list. Omaha Steaks. We love them. You'll love them. And your friends will especially love getting an Omaha Steaks gift package this holiday season.
Now, to help you treat your family and friends to some tasty Omaha Steaks, the Omaha Steak experts have put together specially curated gift packages, and they've given us the promo code MONEYPIT to give you an extra $30 off your order.
Want to send an assortment of mouth-watering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, and ultra-juicy burgers, and even easy-to-prepare comfort meals that are ready in a flash?
Is that a hint, Tom?
Maybe.
You can beat the shipping rush and go to omahasteaks.com today. Use promo code MONEYPIT at checkout for an extra $30 off your next order. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code MONEYPIT to save you $30.
Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50.
Money Pit. The Money Pit is presented by Omaha Steaks, the steak experts. Visit OmahaSteaks.com today and save $30 on your next order with promo code MONEYPIT.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, what are you doing this holiday season? I know it's such a busy, busy time of year. But before you spend some more time on your next home improvement project, we want you to be really enjoying your family time and getting your home projects done quickly. Spend a little bit of time with us here at the Money Pit Podcast. You can catch new episodes every Monday and Thursday at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Well, in this show, we not only give you the answers to your home improvement questions, sometimes we get a chance to give you the tools to get them done. And today, from our friends at Arrow, we've got the cordless 5-in-1 professional staple and nail gun to give away. It's worth $75, includes a year's worth of staples and nails and brads and stuff. It's a great tool for upholstery, for woodworking, maybe you're doing some insulation, maybe you're doing some crafts. And I love the fact that it's cordless. It actually has a battery that can fire over 1,000 shots on a charge. That's going to go out to one caller drawn at random. If you'd like it to be you, you got to reach out with your questions to 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Anne's doing some work in the kitchen and looking to add an undermount sink, but the counter is wood. Tell us about this project.
Well, I was more looking for your opinion of whether I should use a wood countertop for an undermount sink. I know they've got some pretty good hardwood countertops that may or may not be, but I'm looking for the long haul. We're at an age where we're going to be retiring within the next few years, and I don't want to have to replace something.
Well, first of all, you're talking about a wood kitchen countertop here or bathroom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both, actually, but...
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're looking for a low-maintenance countertop, you should not be looking at wood. It's going to be a huge amount of work to take care of. Under-mounted sink or not, it's a lot of work. You know, you're going to seal it, and you're going to varnish it, and I don't know if you want to have an area for chopping, but that's a whole other set of circumstances in terms of how you treat that, because the finish has to be non-toxic. But it is a lot of work. So if you're looking for maintenance-free, I would definitely not suggest that. Leslie, what do you think are probably the easiest to care for countertops these days?
I mean, I love a natural stone countertop, but are they the easiest to take care of? Not so much. I mean, the composite stones out there, there's a couple of different brands that you can see. There's quartz, there's quartzite. They're beautiful, they're durable, they're easy to maintain, and they come in a variety of price points as well. I think when you go with a solid surface like that, it's much better for an undermount sink as far as maintenance and durability. And then if you go with a quartzite product, there's so many different, colors,
tones, sort of textures to choose from, that you'll be able to find something in your price point in a look that you like.
I'm just looking to push the crumbs into the sink.
I hear you. Well, you can have an under countertop, and that's fine. It's just that, you know, I think you called us because you want to know if that was a good installation, but then when you mentioned you're trying to look for something that's maintenance free, I'm telling you, wood is not. Wood is a ton of work to take care of.
It's so pretty, though.
It is pretty.
Especially with creamy white cabinets.
Yeah, well, listen, you can have some beautiful wood cabinets, but the countertop, I would definitely not go with wood.
Okay.
Good luck, Ann. Thanks for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you very much.
Well, are you ready to tackle a home remodeling project in this new year coming up? Well, according to a survey by Clever Real Estate of nearly 1,000 homeowners, 93% of them are planning one project within the next 5 years. But what are the most popular projects and how much should you be budgeting?
Well, the leading focus is on upgrading outdoor spaces. We've got 43% of Americans are planning new landscaping or fencing or yard improvements. And 37% are planning a new or refinished patio deck or a porch. And also along the top choices is installing a pool. That's planned by about 23% of homeowners. Now, inside the house, we're looking at projects like new and refinished flooring, 36% choosing that. Bathroom remodels, always popular. New windows, 29%. Kitchen remodels at 27%, and bedroom or living room remodels at 25%. Seeing a lot of reasons to stay home and enjoy that house. Love to see that that's a carryover from the pandemic. I think Americans are falling in love again with their homes.
I mean, I really think it's great to do the projects at your home where you're going to be spending the most time. But in terms of budget now, nearly 1 in 5 homeowners spent at least $10,000 on improvements last year, and about 1/3 spent $5,000 or more. Now, to pay for those repairs, 56% are going to tap into their savings, 44% are going to pay with cash, and 41% are planning to use their credit cards so that they can, you know, use the points to take a good vacation.
I'll tell you what, we do that all the time.
I do too.
You got to do more vacations, but if the vendor takes a credit card, I love using the credit card and then get the points and then just paying off the credit card. That's what you got to make sure you do. If you don't pay it off, then it catches up with you quick,
yeah.
Right? But those points really do add up.
Agreed.
So whether you're doing it yourself or you're having someone do it for you, there's a lot to consider when planning and budgeting your next big home improvement project, which is why now is a really good time to think about those projects and get planning for the year ahead. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We are planning to be here to answer your questions in the year ahead, but you can call right now and get the answers to your questions that have to get done maybe before the end of the year. So the number here is 1-888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974.
We've got Dana in Massachusetts on the line who's dealing with some peeling paint. Tell us what's happening.
Yes, on our north side where it gets very little sunlight, we were painting it. It was painted before, but we were repainting it, and where it was chipping, and we did put down some primer first, and then we painted it, and then it keeps bubbling and chipping after we're done painting it.
Wow. So even though you put down primer, it still seems to keep separating. Is it separating from a layer deeper than the primer coat? Like, cause sometimes with multiple coats of paint, it'll break down deeper in the surface, like one of the earlier coats of paint.
I don't think it is. Someone said that what they thought might have happened is the first time it was painted, that the painters might have painted it. I don't even know if they put primer down. They might have put one coat, and they might have painted it right after a rainstorm when the wood was still wet.
Well, maybe, maybe not. But the thing is, if they didn't prime it, then that's the reason it's separating. Primer is always really important because it really makes the color coat stick, so to speak. So if you've
right.
got peely paint, there's no way that you can go over that with new paint because you can't put good paint over bad paint. It's
right.
just going to continue to peel. So you got to get down to a surface that's below all that loose stuff. Now, if it's a big area, you can prime the whole thing. If it's small areas that are sort of separated, then you can do what's called spot priming. And just to be absolutely certain, when you go to the home center or the paint store, I would get a bonding primer, which is very adhesive, and it really sticks to those old surfaces no matter what's there. And then once that's all set up, then you can go ahead and put another finish coat on top, and you should be good to go.
So we'd have to completely, like, strip the paint, is what you're saying, and then put down...
Yep, I am. Unfortunately, if it's not sticking, it's not sticking. You just can't go over it. It's just going to be worse.
Bonding primer, you said, and then
yes.
Paint it again?
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
And that'll solve it. Yeah, you got it, Dana. Good luck with the project.
Thank you.
Marie in Florida is on the line, who's looking for a easier way to clean some windows around the house.
Right. Yes, I'm lazy. And I've been reading the ads, you know, and spray and forget. Is there a window cleaner that I can use on the outside that I could just spray and then forget?
Okay. Yeah, so spray and forget's a fine product, and that's designed to clean mold and mildew and algae and moss off of siding and roofs and surfaces like that and sidewalks. In terms of windows, so you're looking for a product you spray on and just does the cleaning for you, and I'm not aware of anything that does exactly that. I think that is a job that is always, once and forever, going to need our own personal touch.
Well, I mean, I feel like anything that you're going to spray on and leave on is going to leave a streak. Because you know it's you've got to completely remove whatever cleaning formula you put on there. Otherwise, it will streak or cloud or do something unusual. So that's the issue with cleaning glass. It's not like a product you can spray on a siding and let it sort of do the work.
Yeah, there's a line of products that we like. They're cleaning products, including window cleaners, made by a company called Jaws, J-A-W-S. It's JawsCleans.com. These are products that where they sell you the concentrate and a mix and a bottle. And for a fraction of the cost of buying one that's already mixed up at the store, you can get a dozen or more bottles full of this stuff by mixing it yourself with the concentrate. And I like it because it doesn't leave any streaks. And I told the guy that owns the company, who I've become friendly with, that I keep a bottle on my desk in my office because I clean computer screens and glasses with it. So you might want to take a look at that, JawsCleans.com. I think there's a promo code there for the Money Pit that'll get you 20% off if you just enter Money Pit in the promo box. And that might be a product that's so easy to use that it wouldn't be so bad for you to have to clean those windows yourself.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. I have like 20 windows, and I don't want to clean them.
You know, you can always hire a pro. There's folks out there that's all they do. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at the Money Pit.
Okay, thank you.
Joe in Delaware is on the line with a question about a metal roof. What can we do for you?
I'm looking for a roof that has standing seam, and it's about maybe 24 or 30 inches wide. But I want a good roof now. Do they make them in different grades of metal? Like, do they have like a 20-year or 50-year roof?
Well, if you're talking about a metal roof, I mean, that's going to be more like a 50 to 100-year roof that when it's done right. There's a really good website that will educate you thoroughly about metal roofing, and it's done by a manufacturer's association. It's called the Metal Roofing Alliance. It's simply metalroofing.com. And they've got a great section about metal roofing 101 and all of the basics and all the options for you to consider when it comes to metal roofing. But I tell you, it's never been better because, first of all, metal roofing has always been great because if you ever see an old building with a metal roof that's been properly maintained, it's still probably in good structural shape because they just don't wear out. But today, the metal roofing is not only made better, it's coated with low E paint so that when the sun beats down on it, it can reflect a lot of the heat off of the roof, and that lowers your cooling costs too. So I would definitely consider it. It's an investment grade roof in the sense that you're going to have to do it once and do it right, and you're not going to have to do it again for 100 years, you know. So, you know, it lasts forever. It's fire resistant, so I would definitely consider it.
I mean, they look really good too.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
All right. Thank you very much.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you guys working on this holiday weekend? I know you guys are keeping busy at home with family and friends and making your house look super duper. So let us know how we can help you. Still ahead, is wallpaper the only thing standing between you and your dream room? Well, you can get new wallpaper and love it even more. No, I'm kidding. I know not everybody likes it. I just do. So for all those people who, you know, don't like the wallpaper, we're going to give you some tips for easy removal when the Money Pit returns after this. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to an North State with no more homeless pets.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
You are listening.
listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home improvement questions at 888-MONEYPIT or post them at moneypit.com by clicking the blue microphone button.
Hey guys, what are you working on? Well, before you go and spend more time on those projects that you've got brewing at home, spend some time with us. This is going to help you spend less time on those projects. So we recommend you catching up on some new episodes of the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. You can get it at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Mary from Arkansas is on the line, who's having some issues locating a water line for a filter. What's going on with this mystery?
I need a whole house water filter, but I live in a subdivision, and all of the lines are buried underground, and I don't know how to locate where it comes into my house, and I don't know what to do about it.
Even though they're underground, that's very typical. You're going to have to locate the main water valve, and that is going to be inside your house somewhere. I don't know what kind of house you have. Is it on a slab? Is it on a crawl space? Is it on a basement?
It's on a slab, and it is brick house.
It's brick. Okay. So generally where that line comes into the house, there is going to be a valve. It's pretty much required that there's a valve. And that's the area where the whole house water filter would get attached. It basically is inserted after the valve, after the main water valve, and then they put another valve next to it, so it kind of isolates that section of pipe. But you need to identify where that's coming in. Now, all I could tell you is that typically water lines will feed from the street, so it's going to be on that side of the house, and I have found them in many, many different places in my career as a home inspector. I have found them behind wall panels. I have found them inside sink cabinets where it doesn't really even look like a main water valve, yet it's there. I found them in closets. I found them in attics. It's going to be there somewhere, and that's going to be the trick, trying to identify where that is. But I imagine this is not something you're going to install yourself, and certainly it will be part of what a plumber would do for you.
All right, then I just need to get a good plumber and start looking.
That's right. That's right. Kind of a scavenger
okay.
hunt, Mary. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if you've been staring at some old, worn-out wallpaper, but you're really putting off removing it because you know it requires a lot of hassle, I totally get it. But you know what, guys? You got to try to separate the wallpaper from the wall, and that definitely requires some hard work, some patience, and a whole heck of a lot of persistence. But if you understand the options for removal, you can save some time, a lot of energy, and a lot of hassle in your quest to make that wallpaper disappear. I mean, there's really only 4 steps that you need to follow here, guys.
Yeah, that's right. So first step is to score the wallpaper, not as in take score, no, as in cut. Cut the wallpaper. You're going to use a utility knife or a wallpaper scorer to create small holes in the paper, and that's going to allow steam, which we'll talk about in just a moment, to penetrate through to the adhesive. Now, keep in mind, the closer and more abundant the scored holes, the smaller the pieces of paper pulled off. So if you prefer to remove wallpaper in larger sheets, score less. Kind of a trade-off, because if you score less, it might be harder to get off. So you have to try to score as little as possible. Let's put it that way. Now, back to steam. Yes, renting a steamer, definitely worth the cost and the hassle. Working from the top down, you want to steam and remove one section of wallpaper at a time.
Now, if that wallpaper is really hanging on and just not coming off, you want to start with a solution. Now, you can use hot water and fabric softener, and you want to mix it in equal parts, 1-to-1. Then pour that solution into a spray bottle, and you need to apply it to those tough to remove spaces, but you've got to work quickly because that solution is going to lose its effectiveness after about 15 minutes. Now, once that wallpaper is removed, you have to prep the wall so that it'll really take nicely to that new paint and primer. So you want to mix a solution of distilled white vinegar and water, and that's going to remove any remaining glue that's on the wall. And then you do need to wait until that surface is completely dry. Make sure you apply a primer and then paint, or pick out a new wallpaper because they're really, really beautiful today. Totally beautiful.
Now, listen, if this still seems to be like way too much work, you might be wondering if painting or wallpapering over the existing wallpaper is an option. And yeah, it's an option, but it's not recommended because painting over a wallpaper jeopardizes the integrity of the space, which could factor into a buyer's interest down the road. And even more, it makes the next paint or wallpaper removal job that much tougher because now you're trying to pierce through the paint and the paper to get it off. So do it once, do it right, and you won't have to do it again.
All right, heading out to Arizona, we've got Jim on the line. What's going on at your Money Pit?
And it's a pretty simple product that I've not seen.
Okay.
It's like a typical house with a kitchen sink and two bowls in the kitchen sink.
Okay.
A small one and a large one.
Yep.
And the smaller one, we typically will put soap and warm water in the morning to wash the morning dishes. And then by an hour, that water is cold, soapy water.
Right.
And I got to thinking, there's got to be some kind of an insulating blanket that you could buy or manufacture or somehow create to keep that water warm and that wastewater warming it up again.
That's an interesting idea. I don't think there's a commercial product for that. I've never seen it. But if you happen to have a very cold under cabinet area, I could see where that could potentially be annoying. So your challenge would be just simply to insulate this as much as possible. Now, along the back wall, where the back of the cabinet is on an exterior wall, if you could add a piece of foam insulation, which is available in all sorts of thicknesses, so it depends on what you have and how you can get it back in, you're probably going to have to cut it in pieces. That will help a little bit. On the bowl itself, one idea that I would have is that you may be able to spray this with foam insulation like a Great Stuff. Now, there's two different types of Great Stuff. One is designed to expand, and one is designed not to expand. And if you use the one that doesn't expand, it's not going to, like, stretch your cabinet frame or anything like that. It's the kind that's designed for windows and doors, because what would happen is people would use the expandable foam insulation in a window or door cavity, and then it would swell so much, it would expand so much, the window gets stuck shut where it was. So if you use the kind that's designed for windows and doors, you may be able to get that. It's pretty sticky stuff. It may be able to adhere to the underside of that sink. And so I think this is going to be an experiment to see if you can figure out something that works. So I understand the question, but it doesn't have a straight, you know, forward, this is the product designed for that, because it's just not something that I think you're going to find available. So you got to get creative, which means you got to form your own insulation. And lastly, you know, you could just take a piece of fiberglass blanket, maybe one that's encapsulated on both sides. There's different types of encapsulated insulation, and create your own blanket around there, and maybe with a series of zip ties, hold it in place. So I think you're going to have to design your own, sir, okay, because I don't think it's available commercially.
So maybe I just get some blue board and glue. And
go for it. Yep. All right. Good luck with that project, sir. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Bye.
Hey, guys. Coming up, do you love the colorful trees of fall, but you dread dragging those piles of leaves to the curb? Well, we've got a better idea. Why not compost those leaves so that they can benefit next year's garden? I know we're already thinking about the garden come springtime, but we're going to share some tips next.
This holiday season, family and friends will be filling the house. So don't miss out on the Money Pit Holiday Entertaining Sweepstakes presented by Omaha Steaks and LG. You can win over $1,000 in prizes.
And that includes a gorgeous new refrigerator from LG. This 7-cubic-foot unit is Energy Star certified and the perfect size for storing extra holiday food for family and friends this holiday season and all year long.
Plus, we're giving away a whole bunch of $100 gift cards for Omaha Steaks, which make great gifts as well as a delicious way to stock your own freezer for the holidays.
And just for entering, you'll receive a special promo code for Omaha Steaks worth $30 plus free shipping off your order.
So start celebrating. Enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. You could even earn bonus entries for sharing the sweeps with friends. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes. moneypit.com/sweepstakes. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50.
Well, it's the holiday season, so I always like to make sure my freezer is stocked with the best options for meals. And that's why I love Omaha Steaks. We always have their mouth-watering butcher's cut filet mignon in the freezer, along with their boneless chicken and their burgers.
Well, I'm stopping by Friday, Tom, so set an extra place setting for me.
You got it.
You know, I love Omaha Steaks as well, even when Tom's not doing the cooking for me. They also make a great gift. They're perfect for any meat lover on your holiday list. So to help you enjoy some tasty Omaha Steaks, the Omaha Steak experts have put together specially curated gift packages and... they've given us the promo code MONEYPIT for an extra $30 off your order.
I love the holiday favorites assortment. You get fillets, chicken breasts, pork chops, burgers, 29 items for just $159.
Listen up, elves. You can beat the shipping rush and go to omahasteaks.com today. Use promo code MONEYPIT at checkout for an extra $30 off your next order. That's omahasteaks.com, and the promo code is MONEYPIT to help you save $30.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of LuxRock solid surface granite countertop kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, what are you working on? Are you relaxing? Are you maybe wrapping up a weekend project or trying to figure out a new one? Well, every Monday and Thursday, you're going to find great do-it-yourself info on our podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you enjoy getting your pods. Hey, are you guys big fans of entertaining friends and family over the holidays? Perhaps you're doing it right now. Well, don't miss out on the Money Pit Holiday Entertaining Sweepstakes. We've got over $1,000 in prizes that are up for grabs.
That's right. We're giving away a gorgeous Energy Star rated new refrigerator from LG with contoured doors, hidden hinges, and a host of amazing interior features. It's a 7 cubic foot unit, which is the perfect sort of backup size, right? So you'll always have room for extra holiday food and drink.
Now, we've also got a bunch of $100 gift cards to Omaha Steaks to give away, and those make great gifts as well as a delicious way to stock your own freezer for the holidays and entertaining.
Plus, everyone who enters will receive a special Money Pit promo code for Omaha Steaks worth $30. Plus, it'll get you free shipping. You can enter once a day right now at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Cindy in Illinois is on the line with a basement question. What's going on?
I've lived in my home for over 40 years and had no trouble with water in the basement. And then about 3 years ago, we had a terrible drought here. And it seems like ever since then, if we get a hard rain, I end up with water coming up through the floor of the basement.
So the reason you're getting water that comes up through the floor of the basement in a hard rain is because there's some defect in your drainage conditions outside the house. So you need to start by looking at the roof and making sure your gutter system is clean and making sure the downspouts are extended away from the house. It should be out 3 or 4 feet. If that's all in good shape, then I would take a look at the angle of the dirt around the house, the grade. If it's really flat or if there's an area where it's tilting in or you're getting neighboring water from runoff from a different lot or something of that nature, you've got to regrade to keep the water away from the house. The only way it's getting down there is it's coming from the top and pushing under. It's not a rising water table because that takes months to happen. If it's reactive to the rain, then it's a problem with drainage, Cindy. So you need to look carefully in that area, and I'm certain you'll find the cause of it and be able to stop it. All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Hey, guys, are you enjoying the beautiful fall colors, but maybe you are dreading dragging all those piles of leaves to the curb? Well, hey, we got a better idea. Why not compost those leaves instead? This way they can benefit next year's garden.
Yeah, you know, leaves really do make great compost because trees pull nutrients from deep beneath the surface. And adding those leaves to your compost pile is going to make your compost contain nutrients that garden plants can't typically reach on their own.
Now, the leaves are also good for insulating plants to protect them from big temperature changes in the winter. And the leaves are also going to attract earthworms that will help break the leaves down into beneficial leaf mold and compost to create the perfect garden soil, nutrient-rich, loose, friable, and well-drained. And this way you'll have even more reason to enjoy those gorgeous autumn leaves now that you know how beneficial they're going to be in your garden next spring.
Russell in Rhode Island is on the line, and he's having some trouble finding the correct hardware for doors and drawers. What is going on?
Drawer knobs and hardware that we're looking to replace.
So we're looking for kitchen cabinets?
Yes, yeah.
Are you trying to match something, or you want all brand new?
We would be replacing everything.
I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty straightforward project. Are these cabinets pretty old?
No. It's a 3-inch center on the hardware, and we've been around to a couple of different places and not really liking what we see.
There are a lot of great cabinet hardware websites online where you can find just an incredible variety of products out there. You can pretty much find whatever you want. So, you know, you can start with the basics like Home Depot, but then, you know, you have a lot of specialty shops. There's a website called knobsforless.com. There's one called My Knobs.
All right.
A site called Signature Hardware. And, you know, you can see lots of photos and you can see the measurements, the center by center measurements on these handles.
Yeah,
that's the trick. You want to make sure you match it, because otherwise you're going to be trying to cover up holes and repair things.
Right. Yeah. Yep, exactly.
And check the depth of the screws to make sure that they're going to be thick enough for your doors.
Right.
This really shouldn't be difficult. It's true there are fairly limited, you know, styles and designs when you go to the home centers because they have to sell to the mass market. But there's a lot of really stepped up hardware out there online these days.
All right, cool. Excellent.
Even Restoration Hardware, too, I think,
yeah.
Has a good
Restoration
selection.
Hardware has beautiful pieces.
Oh, yeah. I've forgotten about them.
I also really love Anthropologie. Like, if you're looking, which is a women's clothing store, but if you're looking for something that's, like, a little quirky and maybe has an interesting feel to it, I always check them out, too.
Anthropologie, okay.
And it's with an IE at the end.
Yep, okay. Excellent. All right, well, thank you, folks, and love the show.
Well, thank you.
Thanks so much for joining this hour here at the Money Pit. When we come back, we're going to chat with Joanne in Ohio, who's dealing with a whole bunch of skylights that maybe aren't doing the best thing right now for her. So stick around.
You live in a money pit.
Why do you need an updated COVID-19 booster? Because your risk of getting very sick goes up with age, and boosters can help lower the chance of severe outcomes. Visit the Wintu Cultural Tribal Center at 4755 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake on Saturday, December 3rd from 12 noon until 6:30 p.m., keeping your immunity strong. This community clinic is brought to you by the California Department of Public Health and MyTurn. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants.
With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Dr. C.A. Dingy was a dentist who lived approximately north of Middletown at Fort Dingy, named by him. He was buried in the Middleton Cemetery in a coffin filled with salt, his Bible, and a bottle of whiskey, all at his request. Winter rains brought the salt to the surface, causing deer and cattle to dig for it. To remedy the problem, a load of bricks was placed on top of the grave to protect it. Another interesting dentist was Dr. James Winsell, who settled beside Battle Creek near today's Coleman Fish Hatchery in 1852 on what was the Rancho de Brazgau Mexican land grant. A large ditch carried water out to Battle Creek at his place and transported it to the Balls Ferry flour mill at Balls Ferry, where it was used to turn the large water wheel. The ditch still exists and is used mainly for irrigation. Want more Dottie? Go to the Shasta Historical Society.
Or the well, I mean, that's basically the space in your ceiling from where the skylight is to the end of the ceiling itself. So sometimes you get, you know, a deeper area. Sometimes it's more shallow. It really depends on your roof type. That's usually a finished area with drywall, so it does look completed, and it sort of just, you know, divots in to where that skylight itself is. So Tom's right. I mean, replacing it is definitely a good option, because to rebuild out that ceiling to sort of accommodate for that area that's been dug out, if you will, you have to kind of rebuild that whole area to make it flush and uniform. But if, you know, you replace the skylight, then maybe you can add something over there to help finish the space more, or kind of disguise it a little bit better, or, you know, add some plants, add some lighting. You can do a couple of things that will take advantage of the sunlight that's coming in, but also sort of, you know, give you a different sort of look for the space. I mean, there's definitely some things you can do, but sort of rebuilding that whole roofline is going to be a big, big project.
That's why I think just replacing the skylights with the ones that don't leak is the best option. All right, so Sue in Illinois says, one of our countertops is about 2 foot of butcher block. We put in new countertops and sanded down the butcher block to fresh wood. Should I apply anything to that wood? Yes, you should. You should apply a food-grade oil to that wood. You don't want to use – there are butcher block finishes, by the way, that are non-toxic. You could use those, or you could use a food-grade oil. That's really important, because if you don't, first of all, it's going to absorb more than you want it to. And you've got to have something in there to stop that from happening, because if you're not careful, if these wood tops are not carefully maintained, you can get like meat juice and fish juice and stuff in there, and that can become toxic. You know, you have an E. coli risk. So it's real important to seal them and then to maintain them as clean as possible.
Yes, Sue, I don't know that butcher block is the best choice for sanitary reasons. It's a lot of cleaning to get rid of bacteria. But if you're up for the work and refinishing and re-oiling, then I say go for it.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on a beautiful fall weekend. Hey, if you guys are getting ready for the holidays which remain and trying to get your house spruced up for all the company you're going to stop by, well, we can help. You can reach us with those questions 24/7 at 888 Money Pit, or better yet, post your questions anytime at moneypit.com by clicking the blue microphone button. But for now, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Bonnie Pitt.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. China recently experienced pop-up protests against not only strict COVID restrictions, but also against the ruling government. Author and China expert Gordon Chang believes we're seeing the first stages of the collapse of communist China.
And the reason is there was a fire in Urumqi in northwestern China on Thursday. And then immediately across the country, you saw these large protests. They weren't organized. They were not coordinated. There were no leaders. People just went onto the streets. And when they were on the streets, they not only were complaining about COVID lockdowns, they were complaining about the Communist Party and Xi Jinping, specifically saying down with the Communist Party, down with Xi Jinping.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network, Chang says we're going to see similar protests when there's another incident, something he envisions happening sooner rather than later. Russian authorities rejecting a price cap on the country's oil set by Ukraine's Western supporters and are threatening to stop supplying the nations that endorsed it. Australia, Britain, Canada, Japan, the U.S., and the 27-nation EU bloc agreed to cap what they would pay for Russian oil at $60 a barrel, taking effect on Monday. President Biden's approval ratings not improved since the midterm elections.
RealClearPolitics.com gives the president an average approval rating of 41.1%, with 54.1% of voters disapproving of the job he's doing. That gives Mr. Biden a presidential approval index rating of negative 13. The president continues to receive low marks on his handling of the economy, foreign policy, immigration, and energy costs. Though Democrats retained control of the Senate in the midterm elections, they lost control of the House by a very narrow margin. Democrats picked up 9 governor's mansions compared to 3 for Republicans, but voters are not translating those party victories into clear indications of Biden's success. Bernie Bennett reporting.
And you can always check out the latest news, read the best analysis, log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A musical manuscript handwritten by Ludwig von Beethoven is being returned to its original owners. Karen Chamas has more on this story.
Beethoven composed the 6 movement string quartet in B-flat major in 1825-26. The manuscript became the possession of one of the richest families in pre-World War II Czechoslovakia. The family lost it to the Nazis when they had to flee Czechoslovakia to escape the Holocaust. The Moravian Museum in the Czech city of Brno has had the original script for more than 80 years. The museum put the score on display for the first time this week in anticipation of handing it over to its rightful owners. The museum said a restitution law on property stolen by German Nazis made the return possible. I'm Karen Chamas.
A strong earthquake shakes parts of Indonesia's main island of Java. No damage or injuries reported. More at townhall.com. PepsiCo receives its first electric semis from Tesla.
It comes more than 3 years after Elon Musk says the company would start making the trucks. The Austin, Texas company made the deliveries at a factory near Reno, Nevada. The event was live streamed on Twitter, which Musk now owns. Musk drove one of the three Tesla semis in front of a crowd inside the factory. One was white, one was painted with a Pepsi logo, the other with the Frito-Lay colors. Musk says the truck has a range per charge of 500 miles when pulling an 82,000-pound load. John Scott reporting.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee looking for ways to pay for tens of billions of dollars in roadway projects in the Volunteer State. He's considering express toll lanes on highways and tripling a fee for electric car owners. State transportation officials say $26 billion in projects are needed to address worsening congestion. Be sure to check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to readingcivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I'm calling 888 Money Pit.
Money Pit is presented by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, Kohler Power, and LG Red. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on a beautiful fall weekend. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
You guys enjoying the crisp weather? Have you seen your energy bill yet? Once that heating bill arrives, it kind of takes the fun out of those beautiful, cool days. But you know what? If you want to make that bill go down, you need some energy-saving improvements, you want to fix up your space before the rest of the holidays get here, that's what we do. We're here to help you get those projects done. So reach out to us with your questions. You can go to MoneyPit.com and click the blue microphone button or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's show, temperatures are dropping very quickly. Are your water lines ready to stand up to the freezing weather? We're going to give you some tips to prevent plumbing pipes from freezing and breaking, which is a huge mess. I once saw that happen in a house, Leslie, that I was inspecting. I had to come back on a reinspection, and it was vacant. By the time I got back here, there was 4 feet of water in the basement. Four feet.
These poor folks weren't.
Yeah, I think it was about a month, you know, but the relocation company had owned the place, and they forgot to turn off the water or the heat or something. And these poor people, they were literally, all their stuff was in a moving truck ready to move in. I'm like, yeah, I don't think that's going to happen today.
Oh, my goodness. That is a lot of work.
We can make sure it does not happen to you, though, with some tips on how to protect those pipes.
All right, now we've got some tips to help you guys who are thinking about updating your bedroom. Maybe you're thinking about a new mattress or some new furniture. So we're going to share some ideas that will help you make your purchase result in actually getting a better night's sleep and also looking good, but getting a better night's sleep first.
Yeah, they go hand in hand, right? And also, one of the most popular projects for this time of year is bath remodeling. I mean, everybody wants it done before the end of the year. So we're going to have step-by-step advice for both DIYers and pros.
And guys, do you love your home? Do you often feel like maybe you're just throwing money into your money pit? Listen, we get it. We use money pit as like a term of endearment. We love our homes. We do call them money pits. But we get it, and we can totally help. So make sure you reach out and let us know how we can help you with all those home improvement projects.
Plus, if you do call us with your home improvement question, we'll toss your name in the money pit hard hat, because from Arrow Fastener, we've got a cordless 5-in-1 professional staple and nail gun to give away to one lucky listener drawn at random. So make that you. Call us now with your questions. Again, the number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or post your questions on moneypit.com by clicking the blue microphone button. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Ted in Texas is on the line with a flooring question. How can we help you?
I've got a concrete floor that's stained.
Okay.
It has, in the kind of in the living area, we put down a few times, you know, wax. We waxed it. And it's pretty much worn off now, but it's a dark... It's a real dark red stain. It's pretty dark, and we're really tired of that. So
okay.
We were thinking of putting down, some flooring, and okay. Just wondered, like, do we need to strip the floor? Do we just strip on it first, or can we just, like, lay down on top of it? What's a good thing?
You don't have to strip anything off that old concrete floor. With all the flooring products that are available today, you can lay it right on top of the concrete, and you've got a lot of choices. Ted, you can use a laminate floor. You can use an engineered vinyl plank. The EVP floor is absolutely gorgeous. You can use an engineered hardwood floor. If you'd like to have real wood, you can use an engineered hardwood, not solid hardwood, but engineered hardwood, because that is dimensionally stable and it's not going to swell if exposed to any moisture that comes off the concrete. Now, those floors would lock together, and they would go right up sort of the baseboard molding area, and then you would trim them with some quarter round or some shoe molding, and you'd be good to go. So that's a pretty straightforward project right there. Just pay attention, to the saddles and where it goes around doorways. If you're in a kitchen area, make sure you don't lock in like your dishwasher, which has to be slid out if it has to be replaced, things like that. Just be aware of that, but you can go right on top of that. And it sounds like that old floor has really served you well, though. I don't think I've ever heard of somebody that has sealed and waxed a concrete, a dyed concrete floor like that for all those years. It must have been pretty interesting.
Yeah, and one other question, too. I've noticed in probably over the last couple of years there's been several cracks. You know, they're not wide cracks. I can stick my fingernail in it in some places.
Yeah, I think that's pretty typical of expansion and contraction of a floor like that. You don't have to worry about that. You can just, again, put the new flooring right on top of the old.
Oh, okay, good deal. Okay, so any of those is good. They all have,
choices.
Some of them have glue down and some of them are not. You don't need a glue down.
None of the ones that I mentioned are glue down products. Those are all floating floors.
Yes.
I don't really think there's a need to use a glue down product.
Okay.
Typically, if you're using engineered hardwood on the slab, the only place you might glue down would be like maybe at an intersection. My sister just had some engineered hardwood put on a floor, and the installers glued some trim pieces like around where her fireplace kind of came into the room, just because there was no other way to really attach it. But for the most part, you don't really need any adhesive. It's designed to float on top, and it's not going to move. It's rock solid when it's done.
It's not going to click when you walk on it.
No, not at all.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, good. Well, thanks for the callback. I really appreciate it, and I enjoy your show.
Well, you're welcome, Ted. Thanks so much for calling us at the Money Pit.
Yes, sir. You bet.
We've got Sandra in Maryland on the line. She's got a really old house and an electrical problem. What's happening at your money pit?
103 years old.
Oh, that's great. That's a good age for houses. It's just starting to get seasoned, settling in a bit.
It settles a lot.
Yeah, I bet. So has the wiring been updated at all, or is it original? Is it knob and tube? What kind of wiring do you have?
I have a mix of knob and tube and some updated. What's down in the walls, I think, is still knob and tube.
Okay.
Some of the stuff that's more out. It has been replaced.
And what are you planning to do? What's precipitating this question? Is this just a general concern about safety, or are you doing some other remodeling?
Well, what I've done is started redoing the kitchen, and I took up the, 7 layers of linoleum and got all the creosote out and got all the stuff that probably I shouldn't have been inhaling out of the kitchen. And we sanded the floors and kept the original old wood floors. Okay. And the paneling in the kitchen, I'm not willing to tear down because it's horsehair plaster behind it. And every time you touch the wall, you hear stuff fall.
Right.
So I'm not willing to replace it. So we painted the paneling, and I wanted to put new floorboard trim around. But all of the wiring, it's those big black wires that go from one outlet to another outlet.
Let me give you some advice on this because it is time to update that wiring. First of all, any existing knob and tube wiring is very dangerous, and here's why. When it gets to be 100 years old, the insulation on that wiring is very dried out, very brittle, very crumbly. I can't tell you how many times in the 20 years I spent as a home inspector that I found that kind of wiring in house and often found burn marks, very frightening, burn marks on the framing that surrounded it. So you definitely want to deactivate that wiring. You don't have to physically pull it out of the walls as long as it's not electrified. And then, of course, you want to update that with new modern wiring that's consistent with current electrical code. Now, for the kitchen, you really want to do something different than what would have been done when the home was originally built. It had wiring, but it had all that kitchen, I'm sure, on one circuit. And that's why in older homes, sometimes when you're in a kitchen, you often see the lights dim when the refrigerators kick on because they're both major appliance and lighting are on the same circuit. You want to have one circuit for your appliances, your dishwasher, your refrigerator, perhaps even more than one circuit for that, and then a separate circuit for lighting and outlets. And, of course, all of the outlets also should be ground fault protected because this is a wet location, and ground fault protection protects you from receiving a shock if you were using an appliance that shorted or had any other type of electrical incident that occurred. So you are smart to be concerned about this. It is something that you should take care of, whether you do it one room at a time or the entire house at a time. You know, that's going to be up to time and budget. But you should have on your overall remodeling plan the need to get rid of that knob and tube and completely de-energize it because it is unsafe for the reasons I stated. Also, by the way, that particular wiring is not grounded, nor is it groundable. So that's another reason it's unsafe. It's just the way it was done back then.
I think some of the kitchen had been done because I did have an electrician friend come in and install some new outlets. Mm-hmm. And he just ran from one to the next. And I do have different circuit breakers downstairs and all that kind of a stuff. But one of the things that when I do have, I think the one wall hasn't been done. I know that sounds odd. But when they have the wires that are out, the big black, you know, wires going across or any of the wires, and I don't want them to go behind the wall because they can't without damaging the wall. So I need to put those metal covers over them before I can put the trim board down so I don't.
Well, if you have, if you're talking about the original knob and tube wiring being big black wires, you can't bury that. That's very unsafe.
Okay.
And here's why. Knob and tube wiring, the reason, and by the way, for those that are not familiar with this, if you've ever seen an old house where wires seem to be strung on little ceramic posts that stick off the side of beams, those are the knobs. And then where the wires go through the framing, there's a ceramic tube. That's the tube. That's why it's called knob and tube. And the reason that it sticks off the beam, Sandra, is because it has to be air-cooled. So that's why you can't bury knob and tube wiring under trim. You can't even put insulation around it because it makes it doubly unsafe.
So if it's the big black wire, then I know I've still got original knob and tube in there.
I would have your electrician come in and determine where that wire is being energized, make sure that if it's knob and tube, it is completely disconnected, and then run whatever you have to do from there. And if you can only do it one room at a time, you'll be just that much more safe. But if you can do the whole house, then just do it.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Sandra. Good luck with that project.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour here at the Money Pit. We love that you're spending your holiday season with us. So let us know how we can help you make your Money Pit the best that it can be. Coming up, can your plumbing pipes survive the cold? I mean, it's going to get really chilly out there, guys. So we're going to give you an easy, inexpensive way that you can keep them from freezing and breaking after this.
You live in a Money Pit.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Eden Pure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
This holiday season, family and friends will be filling the house. So don't miss out on the Money Pit Holiday Entertaining Sweepstakes presented by Omaha Steaks and LG. You can win over $1,000 in prizes.
And that includes a gorgeous new refrigerator from LG. This 7-cubic-foot unit is Energy Star certified and the perfect size for storing extra holiday food for family and friends this holiday season and all year long.
Plus, we're giving away a whole bunch of $100 gift cards for Omaha Steaks, which make great gifts as well as a delicious way to stock your own freezer for the holidays.
And just for entering, you'll receive a special promo code for Omaha Steaks worth $30 plus free shipping off your order.
So start celebrating. Enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. You could even earn bonus entries for sharing the sweeps with friends. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes. moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, before you go spending more time on your next home improvement project, why not spend some time with the Money Pit podcast? We're going to give you new episodes every Monday and Thursday, and you can find them at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you listen to your pods.
Hey, are you guys big fans of entertaining friends and family over the holidays? Well, don't miss out on the Money Pit Holiday Entertaining Sweepstakes. We've got over $1,000 in prizes up for grabs.
That's right. We're giving away a gorgeous new refrigerator from LG. It's got contoured doors, hidden hinges, and a host of amazing interior features. Now, the 7-cubic-foot unit is the perfect backup size. You're always going to have room for all that extra holiday food and drink. Plus, it's Energy Star rated.
And we've got a bunch of $100 gift cards to give away from Omaha Steaks, which make fantastic gifts. Hint, hint, as well as a delicious way to stock up your own freezer for all the unexpected guests that might pop over during the holidays.
And everyone who enters is going to receive a special Money Pit promo code for Omaha Steaks worth $30, and you're going to get free shipping. And you can enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. So good luck.
Bill in Ohio, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a wood-burning fireplace, and it has a brick firebox. And I'm going to put gas logs into it, and I'd like to clean it out as best I can before putting the gas logs in. And there's soot, I guess, and creosote in it, and I wonder if there's any good way to clean that off the brick.
You know, there's actually there's a ton of different products out there, actually. You can try. It really depends how much is caked on there because they all kind of work differently. First might be starting with like a TSP, which is a trisodium phosphate, but that's generally going to only work for not that much of a buildup. And since you're talking about the interior, Try that. The TSP you can find in, you know, any of the home centers in the paint prep aisle. You mix it up. You can make it more of a thicker paste, and then you put that on there, and then you can brush that off or clean that off and see if that will do it. There's a couple of other things. You know, many of the stone companies will make something called a brick and stone cleaner or a fireplace brick and stone cleaner. You can find it online if you search for those exact words. You can even go to, I know my local Ace Hardware has one that's in a tub. It's called a soot remover. There's soot erasers, but I think that, again, is only going to really work for a little bit of a buildup. But because you're on the interior, you might want to go for the heavy-duty stuff.
All right. Yeah, I've tried sodium or baking soda. You sort of paint it on, and it actually did a fairly good job, but there's just some areas that are just little more resistant to that.
And you have to remember that, you know, that brick surface is very absorbent, so you may not end up getting it all out. But as long as it looks kind of even, I think you'll be good to go. Now, you also mentioned you're putting in a gas log here. Be very careful that you have proper venting for this gas log, because they throw out a lot of BTUs. Now, in some cases, what you might want to do is actually physically wire the damper open and then maybe put doors on this so that the damper could never be left shut by accident. There have been so many tragedies when those dampers have been left shut with gas logs where people have suffered horribly from carbon monoxide poisoning. So you need to be really careful to make sure you're not creating an unsafe situation. I'd rather see the damper be wired open so it can't be shut, then you can put a pair of glass doors on that fireplace to keep the drafts from getting into the house. Okay?
Yeah, okay. Thanks a lot.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, anyone who's dealt with them can tell you this. Frozen pipes are an expensive headache. But the good news is there are several things you can do to keep them from freezing in the first place.
Now, if it's a very cold night, go ahead and open the doors to any of those undersink cabinets that are along the outside walls. I mean, this really is most often your kitchen sink cabinet. Now, this is going to let some warm air in, and it prevents it from becoming a freezer under there, leading to those frozen water lines.
Next, you want to bundle up your pipes just like you do with a winter coat. You can wrap insulation around the pipes in unheated crawl spaces, attics, and basements. And you can use foam tubes, or fiberglass pipe wrap to make sure they stay nice and toasty.
Yeah, and think about all those drafts that you feel in the crawl space and the basement. Now, those drafts can actually freeze uninsulated pipes in a matter of just a few hours. So once you find those drafts, consider using expanding foam sealant, and that can help you seal out all of those drafts for good.
And finally, keep your heat always above 55 degrees all winter long. Shutting off or lowering unused heating zones can definitely cause water heating lines to freeze in walls and ceilings. And by the way, if they do freeze, don't use heat tape as a permanent appliance. You know, heat tape is like this long strip that warms up, and it's good for freeing up a frozen pipe, but you can't leave it on 24/7. It is not a solution, and you should never, ever insulate over it. I can't tell you, Leslie, how many times in the years I spent as a home inspector, I found burnt insulation right on top of a heat tape. So really dangerous thing to do that.
Peggy in Louisiana is on the line with a concrete question. What can we do for you today?
Well, we have a slab concrete bottom, and it's built up with the board skeletons, and it's covered with vinyl siding. And being in Louisiana, it rains a lot, and the rain comes on the porch to where it's eating the inside wall, which is wooden on the bottom. And I want to know how I can seal the outside vinyl siding to concrete slab to keep the water from coming in.
So what's happening is that your concrete slab is in contact with the bottom of the vinyl siding. Is that correct?
Yes.
And right under that siding, is that a wood wall all the way down to the bottom where that slab is? Because typically you'd have about 6 inches of foundation before you started the siding at a minimum, and then the vinyl siding would start. So if your vinyl siding is going down flush to the slab, it's going to be almost impossible for you to seal it in any way, shape, or form from the outside and stop that from happening. Your only chance would be to take the siding off and then to install some flexible flashings. There's different types of flashing that you can use. There are rubberized flashings that are very good because you can basically form them wherever you need to get that entire area as tight as you possibly can.
and then put the siding back on top of that. Siding itself, especially vinyl siding, you know, if you were to caulk that or anything of that nature, it's not really designed to seal in that way. So I feel like you're just going to be kind of running yourself in circles there. And while it could stop to some extent or slow down, at least temporarily, that leakage that you're reporting, the only way to really fix that and to get to the bottom of it is to pull that siding off and to flash it. And we're only talking about the bottom of the siding here, not all the siding on the house. But the bottom couple of pieces would have to come off to do this job.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, guys, if you're thinking of updating your bedroom with a new mattress or even some new furniture, we're going to share some tips to help you make sure that your purchase results in a better night's sleep.
888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Why do you need an updated COVID-19 booster? Because your risk of getting very sick goes up with age, and boosters can help lower the chance of severe outcomes. Visit the Wintu Cultural Tribal Center at 4755 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake on Saturday, December 3rd from 12 noon until 6:30 p.m., keeping your immunity strong. This community clinic is brought to you by the California Department of Public Health and MyTurn.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Fall savings are underway at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. Maximize your car wash savings with car washes starting at only $9. A clean car is essential to the value and even safety of a vehicle. And at Quick and Clean Car Wash, they have a variety of car wash packages to choose from. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Join us this year for the 18th annual Cascade Christmas, a song and dance extravaganza, a Reading tradition.
With a cast of nearly 30 characters singing and dancing on the Cascade Theater stage.
Come with me, Jack Trudio, as we take a tour through the North Pole for the first time ever.
Happening one weekend only, December 1st through 4th.
Featuring evening and matinee performances.
Get tickets at 243-8877 or at cascadetheater.org.
Come have a jingle good time at Cascade Christmas, a Reading tradition.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
The Money Pit is presented by Omaha Steaks, the steak experts. Visit omahasteaks.com today and save $30 on your next order with promo code MONEYPIT.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, are you wrapping up a weekend project or maybe you're looking ahead to your next one? Well, every Monday and Thursday, you can find great do-it-yourself info on our podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you enjoy your pods.
Ron in Virginia is on the line with a window question. How can we help you today?
Yes, I just moved to Virginia from Florida. And I bought a house that has single-pane, double-hung windows with aluminum storm windows on the outside. And I was wondering if that's going to be efficient for the mild winters we get here, or should I look into insulated windows?
Well, you know, generally when you're talking about a single-pane window, if it was truly on its own, we'd say it's not that efficient. But because you have a storm window, that automatically makes it that much more efficient. And a storm window is fairly easy to replace. I mean, you can get a new storm window that has a different type of coating on it that could improve its efficiency, because what you're doing is you're essentially creating that space of air between the storm window and the main window, and that's allowing, you know, the cold air to stop before it gets into your home. So especially if you're able to upgrade just the storm window itself, you'll really be able to create quite an efficient, you know, window within your home and do well for the winter months.
Okay, that's great. The storm windows do look the original and rather lightweight in structure. I do like the wood windows that the house has, so I will look into that. Thank you.
Great. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, we all spend a third of our life in bed, so the right mattress is a must. If you've got an old saggy mattress, it's just not going to provide the support that you need for healthy sleep, and that's going to leave you feeling achy and sore in the morning. Now, 5 to 7 years is usually a lifespan for a mattress, but if you buy a new mattress, it's a big project in more ways than one. Not only is it a large and heavy piece of your bedroom belongings, there's the need to get rid of the old one at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, it really is kind of a lot of work, and there's so many choices because there's a lot of things out there. So if you're due for a replacement, we're going to help you with some smart shopping suggestions. That's a lot of S's. Smart shopping suggestions. Now, first of all, guys, you need to know the different comfort levels that are available to you. You can choose from firm, plush, or pillow top mattresses. Now, firm is self-explanatory. Plush is going to offer support, but it does allow more pressure points to kind of sink into that mattress. And a pillow top is going to be the softest of all. Now, you may also see some salesy labeling with wording like ultra firm or super plush, but don't go ahead and like ignore that stuff. That's all hype. I mean, there's really no regulation to those categories, so it's kind of hard to determine what exactly they mean.
Also, be aware that the stuff that makes up a mattress can also impact your comfort. Those with allergies, for example, or sensitivities should shop for mattresses that are constructed from all-natural, hypoallergenic materials like organic cotton, synthetic-free latex fills, and naturally flame-retardant wool casings.
Yeah, and as you shop, keep in mind that while higher spring counts can be impressive, the number of springs really doesn't affect the comfort of the mattress in question. And lastly, take advantage of manufacturers' sort of try-before-you-buy programs, because that's going to guarantee comfort. I mean, they're going to let you use that mattress for some
them, say 90 days at your own home, sleep on it, and then if you don't like it, they'll totally refund your purchase. Now, usually they'll tell you you have to donate it somewhere, so you're going to have to figure that out. But, I mean, it's totally worth it to try it at home.
So many companies are doing that today. I think I could do that every three months, have a new mattress. It's kind of like the mattress replacement program.
Oh, my goodness. Could you imagine? But how much better is it than going into the store? Like, I remember the last time I bought a mattress, like going into the store and like laying down on each one and being like, I don't know. Is it good? Do I like it?
I think anything like that after COVID is not going to be a very popular sanitary way of checking anything out.
Right.
I am not going to be laying down on a mattress in the store anytime soon. That's for sure.
Well, you don't want to put your face into a stranger's pillow?
Come on. Exactly.
Mona in Wyoming, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I've got a garage that has a low spot in it up by the front tire, and the snow all comes off of it and then sits there. It doesn't drain out. And then it freezes, and then I have a skating rink.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering if there's anything that I can use to either kind of fill in that hole and spread it out, you know, make it more level, or what would happen if I drilled holes down through it?
Well, that was my first thought, Mona. If you were to fill this in, if I was to tell you how to fill this in, do you think that that would allow the water to drain out?
Probably not.
Okay, that's what I was afraid of.
Unless I filled it, you know, quite a bit and then sloped it back.
There is a way to do that. There are materials called patching compounds. They're epoxy in nature, or they're made of other materials that are designed specifically to adhere to the old floor. And so one thing you could do would be to basically re-level the floor using an epoxy patching compound to smooth out those areas. Another idea that comes to mind is that there are a number of garage floors out there that are modular in nature that can be assembled on top of the concrete and basically give you about an extra half inch of height. And the water, if it collects at all, would be kind of below that level. They're made to drain, they're perforated, they're durable, and they look pretty cool, too. I'm thinking of one that snaps together and looks like tiles that can actually be quite a decor element as well and has more traction than the concrete would itself.
And it would go over the low spot and still be level?
And you would put it over the entire floor. You know, you basically would redo the whole floor in the garage with this material.
And so what about drilling holes in it? You think then I may have more water come up through? That was my concern.
Probably not, because I think what will happen is it'll just clog up. I don't think it's going to be effective. I mean, I guess it's possible you could put a drain in there if you really drilled a big hole, but we don't know what we're going to run up against when you get through that concrete.
No. Well, it's gravel underneath. But
it's a pretty big job, and if you were to drill it, I think you're probably just going to clog up. I don't think it would be an effective drain, unless you actually, you know, put a properly sized drain in there, and that's just a bigger project. If you think smoothing this out, that low spot's going to solve it, then I would just use a patching compound on it and try it. You got nothing to lose and see what happens. If you decide you don't like that, you can always go with a floor tile option after that.
Do you have a tile option, a manufacturer that you would recommend for that?
Yeah, Home Depot has dozens of these garage floor tiles. Now, they're not going to have them in the store, but if you go to homedepot.com and just search garage floor tiles, you'll see what the options are. Lots and lots of options, and some of them are quite attractive.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help. Thank you very much.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, one of the most popular projects for this time of year is bathroom remodeling. Everybody wants it done before the holidays. Quick, are you free, guy? Can you come over here and do the work in the next week and a half? Chances are you're going to get a whole lot of no's. So we're going to have step-by-step advice for you DIYers and the pros alike to help you get that job done just in the nick of time. So stick around.
You live in a money pit.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Now's a great time to save even more on remodeling your kitchen or bathroom. Projects like new countertops deliver a high return on investment, and they look great. But installing granite can be expensive. That's why I recently picked the Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from our friends at Deich Coatings. Luxrock is real stone. It spreads easily over existing countertops or other hard surfaces, transforming them into a new smooth stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. The project is as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's a premium real stone surface you can add right over your existing countertop in a single weekend. Each Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit contains everything you need to cover up to 40 square feet. Normally only $299, the kit is on sale now through December 25th for just $249 at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-I-A-C-H Coatings.com. Well, it's the holiday season, so I always like to make sure my freezer is stocked with the best options for meals. And that's why I love Omaha Steaks. We always have their mouth-watering butcher's cut filet mignon in the freezer, along with their boneless chicken and their burgers.
Well, I'm stopping by Friday, Tom, so set an extra place setting for me.
You got it.
You know, I love Omaha Steaks as well, even when Tom's not doing the cooking for me. They also make a great gift. They're perfect for any meat lover on your holiday list. So to help you enjoy some tasty Omaha Steaks, the Omaha Steak experts have put together specially curated gift packages, and they've given us the promo code MONEYPIT for an extra $30 off your order.
I love the holiday favorites assortment. You get fillets, chicken breasts, pork chops, burgers, 29 items for just $159.
Listen up, elves. You can beat the shipping rush and go to omahasteaks.com today. Use promo code MONEYPIT at checkout for an extra $30 off your next order. That's omahasteaks.com, and the promo code is MONEYPIT to help you save $30.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Are you rushing to get stuff done before the end of the year? Well, you can count on us to help. Reach out with those questions at 888-MONEYPIT or post your questions by clicking the blue microphone button on moneypit.com.
Give us a call, shoot us an email, post your question, whatever you do. Here is a great reason to reach out. We're giving away a cordless 5-in-1 professional staple and nail gun from Arrow Fastener. I mean, it's really great. It combines power and performance along with comfort and convenience. And you can do some really great projects for upholstering, woodworking, insulation, crafting, lots of stuff for you to help you get through the holiday season and make it really nice. And it's got a powerful lithium-ion battery that's going to fire over 1,000 staples per full charge. It's available for $75, but it could be yours for free.
Give us a call right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Mark in North Carolina is having some issues with door paint. Tell us what's going on.
I've got a metal door that faces the east. The sun rises on it. It's a solid white steel door, but it's got a solid glass storm door in front of it, and I have painted it for the last 19 years. And the paint peels off of it's like Shirley Temple's curls.
So here's what happens. When you keep putting paint upon paint upon paint, eventually those layers just delaminate and they will not stick. So what you have to do at this point is pull that door off and strip it all the way down to the metal. You need to get all that old paint off. Once all that old paint is off, you sand it very lightly, and then I want you to use an oil-based primer, like a Rust-Oleum, paint it on, let it dry, and once it's good and solid, then you can put one or two coats of top coat over that. But I think you're putting good paint over bad paint, and it's just finding a new layer and separating. And you're right, when you have those storm doors on, it does add to the stress of that finish. But I think if you strip down all that old paint, get it back down to the metal, sand it up, put a primer on, a couple of coats of finish paint over that, I think it'll stick that time, Mark.
Well, bathroom modeling is one of the most popular projects for this type of year because everybody wants it done before the holidays. Now, the biggest challenge is that it can be complicated and costly to get done, not to mention inconvenient, especially if it's the only bathroom you've got in the house.
Well, luckily, you don't need to tear into walls or completely reconfigure plumbing to get great results. So we're going to share some tips for making small-scale improvements and changes to your bathroom that will create the kind of space that you need.
Yeah, so first let's talk about a few ways that you can increase the space in your small bathroom. So think about adding a corner sink, you know, pedestal style, wall mounted, whichever option you choose. A corner sink is going to give you that functional charm, but free up that floor space in the bathroom. I mean, something with a bigger footprint can definitely feel like it takes up a lot of space. So this is a good trick to make a small space seem bigger. Now, another option is adding a cabinet-mounted vessel sink. So the sink is then mounted on top of a scaled-down cabinet or perhaps a less traditional piece of furniture like an antique dresser. That's going to give you some style, but it also can help you find a little bit of needed storage.
Now, you can also switch out your toilet to one with a flat tank top. This gives you another storage spot where you can place organizers directly on top of it, or you can take advantage of the wall space above it for, say, a hanging cabinet or some shelving. Now, in terms of showers, consider adding a curved, what's called a quadrant shower unit. Curved quadrant showers sport two straight sides, and they're mounted into a corner, and they have a curved entry, which is where the door is. Now, that actually saves you at least a square foot of space compared with a traditional square shower unit.
Now, here's another option. You can go with a smaller, deeper tub because you're going to get a great soak with a deep set seating. Small clawfoot tubs are an option, and modern fixtures that are inspired by Japanese tubs, you know, they're becoming pretty popular, and they do take up a small footprint while looking amazingly great and giving you that lovely bath that you want. And lastly, use lower profile faucets and fixtures. You're going to find that visual space is going to open up when you select these low profile fixtures, while the range of styles, I mean, there's a ton out there. So it really does allow you to beautifully accessorize a very small bath. And I'm telling you, with just these little changes, you can definitely feel like you have a much larger space.
Denise in Michigan, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a front porch. We fixed it last year. The front of it. And the cement that we used fell off. What is the best product to use?
Well, the reason it fell off is because you use cement on cement or cement on concrete. You need to use a patching product. There are special mixes of concrete products that are designed for patching, and they have better adhesion to them. So take a look at the products available from Quikcrete, and if you can find, you'll find their patching product sticks very, very well. Generally, you have to make sure that the original surface is clean. And then you can apply this, and you'll find that it has good adhesion, and that's the key. You just can't put new concrete on old concrete or new cement on old concrete because it's not designed to stay. The water gets under it and starts to loosen things up. But if you use the patching compounds, I think you'll find that it will stick around for quite a long time.
Okay. Thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining the Money Pit this holiday season. Hey guys, if you have leftovers sitting around so long that it leaves your fridge smelling just kind of gross and yucky, we're going to have some tips to freshen that fridge when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Part of Operation Holiday Salute, Renning Kia would like to express their gratitude to all of our veterans and those currently enlisted for the service to our country. Stop by Renning Kia and see their exciting new lineup of fuel-saving hybrids, like the 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid, the 2023 Kia Sportage Hybrid, and the 2023 Kia Sorento Hybrid. All come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Happy holidays from Renning Kia. RenningKia.com.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Pit is presented by Omaha Steaks, the steak experts. Visit omahasteaks.com today and save $30 on your next order with promo code MONEYPIT.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. Who are we? Well, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Pick up the phone and give us a call with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or post them by going to moneypit.com and clicking the blue microphone button.
Sherry reached out saying, I have bubbled walls and ceilings from a leak in my upstairs bathroom. How do I repair the ceiling?
First, you repair the leak, right?
Yes, you hope that's done.
Want to make sure the leak's under control. So it's a great question. Now, the first thing you want to do, if the wall or the ceiling is physically deformed, and I don't just mean like bubbles of paint, but actually physically swollen, because sometimes if the leak goes on a long time, that can happen. If that's the case, you have to cut out the damaged drywall, unfortunately. But if it's just like paint bubbles and you can scrape them away, what you're going to want to do is spackle everything smooth. Then, and this is really important, you have to prime the ceiling or the walls over those stains. If you don't prime them, that sort of dark rust-colored stain that always forms when you have a water leak, it will just bleed right through the finished paint. You got to seal it first by priming it, and then you paint over the whole thing, and you should be good to go. And by the way, if you do get a leak, I talked about the drywall swelling. The first thing you want to do, and it's kind of counterintuitive, but if you've got a leak and water's coming through a ceiling, poke holes in it. It's a lot easier to poke holes and drain the water behind it than it is to tear down the entire ceiling and replace it.
All right, now Jessica wrote in asking if there's a simple way to tell if a wall is load-bearing, or do I need to find the blueprints to my home? Well, don't knock it down to find out.
Yeah. Is there a simple way? I can't say there's a simple way. I can tell you, generally speaking, load-bearing walls are parallel to the front and rear walls of the house. Typically, the wall in between that goes down the middle of the house, that's load-bearing, but not always. You know, if you go to your basement and you see a beam in that area, you can kind of figure out that the load-bearing walls are going to be in the middle. Usually, and I say usually because not always, but walls that are perpendicular to the front and rear wall are not. So that's about as general advice I can give you now. But if you're going to do a serious project, you need to find a pro that can tell you for absolute sure what kind of wall you're dealing with.
And you know, Jessica, even if it is a load-bearing wall, that doesn't mean it's the end of the world. You just have to take some extra steps to make sure everything is shored up while you properly support everything else, and you can still achieve the look you want, so don't be afraid.
Well, our leftovers taking over your fridge? Now is an excellent time to clean out and freshen up this very hard-working appliance. Leslie has seen her share of leftovers left too long and has some tips on how to freshen the fridge once again in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, guys. I mean, the fridge definitely is a hard-working spot in your kitchen. And if you tend to just stuff that fridge with all of the things you've got kicking around but not really clean it, you know, you're going to be sorry in the long run. Now, here's why. That insulating material in the fridge is made of foam. And once that foam absorbs whatever foul, stinky odor you've got in there, there's really no way to get rid of them. We've seen refrigerators that work perfectly well need to be tossed to the curb because of those forgotten leftovers that just sort of stunk up those inside spaces. So here's what you can do to avoid that. You want to get in the habit of cleaning up any spills that happen in the fridge immediately. Toss your leftovers once a week or so. Check out old condiments. They're dated for a reason, so if they're old, get rid of them. Now, if you want a fresh-smelling fridge, there's really an easy trick. Empty the fridge out, clean all those surfaces with a solution of water and baking soda, then soak a paper towel with vanilla extract and leave it in the fridge overnight. When it comes morning time, that fridge is really going to smell so wonderful. So it's a good start, and go ahead, maintain that cleanliness in that fridge space, and you'll be so happy with the scents coming out of there for a long while.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time, rain gutters are not a very exciting part of your home, but if they're not maintained, some pretty serious damage can occur. So we're going to share some tips to keep your gutters in tip-top shape on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
For all of you who have served us, let us serve you. Veterans, police, firefighters, EMTs, and your families, please come join us on December 3rd for a servicemen's feast from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the VFW Hall located at 3210 Center Street, Anderson, California. This is a free holiday lunch with all the fixings for you. Again, it's on December 3rd, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the VFW Hall at 3210 Center Street, Anderson, California. Presented by Missing in America Project. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Iran Saturday began construction on a new nuclear power plant in the country's southwest. State TV announcing that the construction started amid tensions with the U.S. over sweeping sanctions imposed after Washington pulled out of the Islamic Republic's nuclear deal with world powers. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. Michael Oren tells the Salem Radio Network that Iran's going to be a top priority for Israel's new government.
Israel has to keep its eye on the ball, and the ball is Iran. Iran and Iran and Iran. And Netanyahu knows this better than anybody, I assure you, that he is going to be extremely loath to alienate Israel's friends in the world by making transformations in Israeli society at a time when we really are going to have to call on our allies to support us.
The new 300-megawatt plant known as Karun will take 8 years to build, cost around $2 billion. It will be located in Iran's oil-rich Khuzestan province near its western border with Iraq. The federal government plans to end in January the public health emergency it declared earlier this year after an outbreak of Mpox left more than 29,000 people across the U.S. infected. With the midterms now in the rearview mirror, Republican National Committee Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel says the GOP has a lot of momentum looking ahead to the election in 2024.
We have a fantastic freshman class coming in, and then the Senate map looks much better for us. So Ohio, West Virginia, and Montana are going to be three of the top tickets, targets to pick up the Senate in 2024.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network, McDaniel says she sees a promising trend.
Some states are becoming redder. Iowa, we flipped everything, right? We won the Zach Nunn seat and beat Cindy Axne. Ohio, Florida, North Carolina.
More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them, the weight works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
The nation's 988 call service for helping anyone experiencing a mental health emergency is back up and running.
The hotline was out of service on Thursday, but was restored shortly before midnight and was running on Friday. People experiencing a mental health crisis were still able to reach a mental health counselor by texting 988 or visiting 988lifeline.org to start a chat. A Health and Human Services spokeswoman says the federal government is investigating the hotline's outage. John Scott reports.
Philadelphia and Oakland County, Michigan are joining a small list of U.S. localities looking for signs of polio infections in sewage. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced the expansion as the two communities will collect and test for polio at least 4 months. Some places in New York State began testing earlier this year after a man was diagnosed with paralytic polio outside New York City. More news at townhall.com. Netherlands eliminated the United States from the World Cup with a 3-1 win that advanced the Dutch to the quarterfinals. Former State Department spokesperson Morgan Ortegas was at the U.S.-Iran game earlier in the week and says that one had all the drama on and off the field.
It was like the Super Bowl on steroids because, you know, it wasn't just your team playing, which is always an amazing moment. It was the USA in front of the world playing the Islamic Republic of Iran, set in the backdrop of all of the geopolitical tensions, rare moments in world history and in sports history where geopolitics and sports combine. And this was one of those moments.
Ortegas was a guest on the Salem Radio Network. Lionel Messi marked his 1,000th professional game with his first goal in the knockout stage of the World Cup. Argentina beats Australia 2-1. They advance now to the quarterfinal matchup with the Netherlands. More stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
News radio studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being here, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan, heard around the country, around the world. I have to say that we have the nicer Christmas tree than 30 Rock. It's bigger, it's more flamboyant, but it's a tourist attraction. Ours is a patriotic attraction. We are red, white, and blue here at Fox. And, of course, they're very red, white, and blue at 77 WABC just across the way. Mark Thiessen's going to be with us in a matter of moments. Jason Chaffetz is at the bottom of the hour. A lot of intrigue about Kevin McCarthy, why he's struggling to get over 218. I don't understand what the Democrats, what the Republicans are looking for. I don't see any heir apparent that's not even close. John Boehner was in the halls yesterday. What was he doing?
He left pretty angry. We know that. He thought he was being upended by other Republicans. Maybe he was right. So let's see if we can get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
So, look, he's been there. He's been to the border. And since he took office...
When did he go to the border?
Since he took office, the President Biden has been taking action to fix our immigration system and secure our border.
Really? Looming southern border blitz. Perhaps Biden's calling up Trump policies now. I get no joke. To stem the imminent invasion, including kicking out all single males. I truly believe he has no choice. What say you?
Number two.
Really, I made a lot of mistakes or things I would give anything to be able to do over again. I didn't ever try to commit fraud on anyone else.
But you did. Disgraced crypto klepto Sam Bankman-Fried goes live and uncensored, inexplicably, to explain how he lost billions of investors' money, big and small. The bigger question is, why is he not in jail or even charged with fraud? Where is the outrage? We'll examine.
Number one.
Democrats are picking on Elon Musk. What's your reaction to that?
Elon Musk is doing just fine. One human being should not be able to go into a dark room by himself and decide, oh, that person gets heard from, that person doesn't.
Big tech, big battle for the hearts and free minds. First stop Twitter. One thing is clear. The left seems scared to death of Elon Musk. His makeover, takeover. Is it because of what Twitter has concealed or what it's about to be revealed about Twitter in the past, which will not happen again? I'm not the only one who had a ton of followers. There's no more shadow banning that I can tell. And there's about 70,000 people back online, back as users. And usage is now up. And one thing is pretty effective. Elon Musk has put Twitter front and center. Critics are lining up and supporters are signing up. Let's go to Mark Thiessen. Mark, why do you think so many Democrats are focusing on Twitter and so many Hollywood celebrities?
It's mind-boggling to me. I mean, the freak out over Elon Musk. The left controls literally every other social media platform in the country except for TikTok, which is controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. So there's one social media platform that they do not control, and they can't countenance that. Before Elon Musk came online, before he took over Twitter, to this day, the Ayatollah Khamenei has 5 Twitter accounts in 5 different languages. Vladimir Putin has a Twitter account where he spews anti-Ukraine propaganda. You got the dictators of Venezuela and Cuba who have Twitter accounts. The Taliban has a Twitter account. Every enemy of America and dictator in the world has a Twitter account, and that's all fine. That can't be censored. But the New York Post reporting on the Hunter Biden laptop, we got to censor that. and you know, the lab leak theory, discussion of the possibility that the virus coronavirus came from a Chinese lab, that can't be discussed. There was so much censorship on this selective censorship on this site, and now that Musk is coming in and ending the censorship and restoring these people that these left-wing people, to the leaders of Twitter had deplatformed, all of a sudden people are freaking out and saying this is a threat to democracy. It's absurd.
So listen to Janet Yellen, who first said she doesn't have any control over things like social media. Then I guess she got a good talking to. Cut to.
We have an agency within Treasury called CFIUS that does look at transactions that involve foreign investment in the United States to see if they create national security risk. I'm not going to say specifically what we are or aren't looking at, but if there are such risks, it would be appropriate for CFIUS to have a look.
What is she getting at, that there's Saudi Arabians have invested in this prior to him even getting it?
So you know what the real threat to our democracy is? It doesn't come from Elon Musk's control of Twitter. It comes from Xi Jinping's control of TikTok. I mean, if we want to have a free national freakout about a social media app, we should be talking about TikTok, which the Chinese Communist Party is using to collect reams of data on 140 million Americans. 42% of the U.S. population is on TikTok. And the Chinese Communist Party, it's not that they're just following your teenage daughter's dance videos and recording stuff like that. They have access to all of your contacts. They have access to your GPS location. They have your it's not just what you're doing on their app. Once that app is on your phone, they are allowed to, they can follow your keyboard swipes off app. So they can say, so when you use your phone, if you have TikTok on your phone and you log into your bank account and type in your username and password, they collect that. If you use that and send an encrypted message from a text message from somebody like that, they don't have to break the encryption because they can track your keyboard strokes and get your messages. They are collecting data on 42% of the U.S. population, and people are just fine with that. There's no problem. No one's freaking out about that. Why the hell are we talking about Elon Musk and Twitter when the Chinese Communist Party has infiltrated the iPhones of 140 million Americans? And remember when we had like a Mueller probe because the Russian internet trolls put some fake ads on Facebook? They didn't do anything close to this. But yet, and what are the Democrats doing about this? Joe Biden advertised on Twitter, on TikTok for his campaign. He brought TikTok influencers into the White House to before the election. What are we doing about this? If you want to, there is a social media threat to American democracy, but it's not Twitter, it's TikTok.
Here's what Senator Tom Cotton said. Cut 10.
TikTok is like a kind of digital fentanyl or Trojan horse on the phones of America's youth. If you have it on your phone, you should delete it and then probably get a new phone as well. And these former members of Congress and congressional aides should know better than lobbying for a company that is directed by, at the behest of, the Chinese Communist Party, that is part of its massive surveillance network that is going to give access to hundreds of millions of Americans' phones going for today and going forward. If it's not removed from those phones, if it's not banned nationally in this country.
So here's the thing. You got Democrats who say what you say, like Senator Mark Warner. He's worried about it.
Yep.
So now there could be bipartisan movement on this. But as usual, Joe Biden's never available for at a press conference, and it never comes up. How does he feel about the Chinese infiltrating into Americans' lives at this rate right before our eyes?
Well, keep in mind, what Mark Warner said, he was on Fox News Sunday, and he said, Donald Trump was right. TikTok is an enormous threat. When a senior Democrat says the words Donald Trump was right, you know that this is true, right?
Absolutely.
This is just a reality. And Senator Cotton is 100% correct, because the Chinese Communist Party is collecting pattern of life information on American citizens. They know, so they have data. They're just hoovering this stuff up onto servers that they can then go through it. And what that means is, if you ever contacted a divorce lawyer because you were thinking about divorcing your wife but changed your mind, they know that. If you were having an affair behind your spouse's back, they know that. If you were watching porn when you said you were watching reruns of Friends, they know that. And what can they do with that information? Well, first of all, if young person who is doing it, some of those things ever decides to join the military or rises up through, you know, over the, they have a long view of this, up through national security ranks, that's compromise. They can use that to influence them. But they just don't care about national security information. They're spying on us they're engaged in the greatest intellectual property theft in America, in world history. If you rise up in a company where they want information, they can very easily just pull you aside and say, you know that OnlyFans video you were watching the other day, I think you might want to tell us a little bit about this new technology that your company is developing. And they will have compromise on millions and millions and millions of Americans. And then the other thing they can do is they can say, if 42% of the population is on this app, a large number of Americans are getting their news from TikTok. And the Chinese Communist Party controls TikTok. So if, you know, I promise you that if you wanted to go on TikTok and see videos of the protests happening in Beijing right now, you're going to have a very hard time finding it. If you want information on what happened in Tiananmen Square, not going to be there. They can censor the information and control the information flow into the feeds and curate the flow into specific people's feeds in order to shape our information operations against our country. Why would we let the Communist Party of China have that kind of influence over American society?
Yeah, it's going to be hard to push back on that, except for it's so popular. People are not going to be, you know, besides China and the influence it might have over politicians or not, if you talk to anyone 12 to 20, the number one app they're on is TikTok. And there's just no Instagram, Snapchat that gets their interest like TikTok.
Well, we'll develop some. That's why the government has to ban it. The government has to and by the way, we can do this because we did it with Huawei. Huawei was in the process of building something
good
like
thing
a third
Trump
of the world's 5G capability. And the Trump administration came down and said, and banned Huawei, and all of a sudden Huawei is going out of business practically. You know, we can do the same thing with TikTok. And guess what? You know what? I'm not on TikTok, but I've got Instagram, and they've got something called Instagram Reels, which all the kids think is uncool. But guess what? It would become very cool if there was no TikTok to go to. They would make it cool. Or somebody else would come up with – I mean, there's nothing unique about what TikTok does.
All right,
someone
well,
else
yeah,
can develop a
– I just want to get you another topic.
Find something else.
I hope
sure.
so. I can't do that. But I just want to get – Hakeem Jeffries is the now minority leader in the House, and he thinks maybe a future speaker. Here's what he included in his opening remarks, Cut 21.
We look forward to finding opportunities to partner with the other side of the aisle and work with them whenever possible. But we will also push back against extremism whenever necessary.
So does anything change without Nancy Pelosi, or Nancy Pelosi is the shadow speaker and with him front and center?
That's a hopeful statement, but I just don't know. I think there's been so much partisanship on the part of House Democrats that they have a lot of proving to do. But here's the thing, they have no choice because, you know, guess what? There are no more Democrat only spending bills anymore. They can't ram through their agenda by bypassing the Republicans. So anything they get done legislatively has to have Republican sign off. Joe Biden campaigned on a promise to unite the country, bring the two sides together, do things for the American people, unite us. And he failed utterly to do that in his first 2 years in office. And if he wants to get anything done in his next two, he's going to have to follow that that lead and do things in a bipartisan way.
Prediction on Herschel Warnock?
Gosh, I don't know. I'll tell you because the Senate's no longer in play, I think that hurts Herschel a lot. Because if the Senate were in play again, then there would be all the world's attention would be coming in. And I don't think people realize that the difference between a 49-51 Senate and a 50-50 Senate is enormous, you know, in terms of the committees, in terms of the what they can do alone, in terms of nominations and all the rest of it. But that's a very hard message to send to the American people. And the reason he's not a senator today, Brian, quite frankly, is because almost 300,000 people in Georgia voted for Brian Kemp and didn't vote for Herschel Walker. And Kemp is now trying to convince those people to go back and vote for Herschel. It's an uphill battle. But we got to learn the lessons of this election, which is we got to pick better candidates.
I predict Herschel will win.
I hope he does. Right. I hope you're right.
Then the committees are 10-10, and they have to the co-chair. And I think it would be much more positive. I think he's a lot smarter than people let on. Too. I think he'll do a great job.
You've interviewed him a lot, so I take your word for it because you've spent a lot of time with him and you've done yeoman's work that no one else has done in terms of getting down to the real Herschel Walker. So I hope you're right, and I hope we win.
All right. So Mark hopes I'm right, but he didn't think say I think you're right. So you are parsing your words. How dare you? Mark Thiessen, kill me down in a limb.
Be careful with you.
All right. Thanks, Mark. 1-866-408-7669. I'll come back. I'll take your calls. Bottom of the hour, we open up with Jason Chaffetz, and we talk about what's going on with Speaker. Why isn't it Speaker McCarthy? You'd be surprised what he has to say about that. Don't move.
Learning something new every day on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
At ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps' base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file lawsuits seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation, 800-816-9499. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-816-9499. That's 800-816-9499. Again, 800-816-9499.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life, call 800-444-2013.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A man from San Francisco who has the goal of completing 30 acts of kindness before his 30th birthday makes today's Dean's List. Brian Siliakos says he recently decided to write down all the things he was grateful for in his life. He says every wonderful thing has happened because of the support and generosity of others, and he wanted to give back before his third decade on Earth. For his first act of kindness, he made 400 desserts for firefighters. Then he donated 150 supply kits to schools in Oakland. After that, it was packaging 118 care boxes for animal shelters. Brian says seeing reactions from others is why he's doing it, and the goal is to put a smile on people's faces and inspire others. You can see all of his acts of kindness on Instagram at 30acts by 30. He hopes others will see what he's doing and do the same. Brian, you made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Reverend Jesse Jackson made a run for the presidency in 1984. In a speech, he apologized for remarks made referring to New York as, quote, Heimy Town.
If in my high moments I have done some good, shed some light, healed some wounds, if in my low moments, in word, deed, or attitude, through some error of temper, taste, or tone, I have caused anyone discomfort, created pain, that was not my truest self, if there were occasions when my grape turned into a raisin, and my jaw bear lost its resonance, please forgive me, charge it to my head, and not to my heart.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley DeBorca with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Emmy-winning and Grammy-nominated composer Ramin Djawadi of Game of Thrones, House of the Dragon, Jack Ryan, and so much more. I know you did the live concert experience with the Game of Thrones music. Are you planning to do that again? Or what was the best part of that? Would you like to do it again?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm hoping to do concerts again, actually, because it was always a dream of mine to do, and those concerts that we did were just amazing.
He also scored for Westworld and enjoys the fun covers of the most recent season, including Enter Sandman.
I used to do this when I was a teenager, just for fun. I would take songs and arrange them by myself and program them, and then to be able to do this on the show like this was just amazing. And then Enter Sandman was one of my favorites because growing up in the 80s, I was big into metal.
As for how he got into the business, he shared some of his biggest role models and inspirations.
I was very lucky to intern with Hans Zimmer, actually, who then obviously became my big role model because I learned so much from him.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
his mouth
to your ears. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Welcome back, everybody. You know, it's always great talking to get that insight from Mark Thiessen, who's a deep thinker, great columnist, Washington Post, and, of course, commentator. I'm really intrigued and optimistic about Herschel Walker. I don't think anyone should read the headlines of what you're seeing in on Drudge or anywhere else and think that Herschel's reeling. He's not. He's still got his nucleus of support there. He's just got to grow it enough to win in Georgia, and I think he could do it. Next, I think Brian Kemp is the key. But number two is the other story is, you know, I go over and we talk about crime, especially here in New York and in Chicago, and we see the horrible situation on the birthplace of smash and grab in San Francisco. Then I see these crypto losers who are just totally living a life of hedonism while screwing everybody out of their deposits and actually duping some of the most successful business people in the world, like Larry Fink of BlackRock, and the most successful athletes in the world, like Tom Brady, and getting to advertise for him. And I keep wondering over and over again when this guy's going to go to jail. And I'm talking about Sam Bankman-Fried. This guy not only is not going to jail, he's ignoring his lawyer's input, and he's going public. Case in point yesterday. Listen to this comment.
How concerned are you about criminal liability at this point?
So I don't think that, I mean, obviously I don't personally think that I have, but I think the real answer is that's not, it sounds weird to say, but I think the real answer is that's not what I'm focusing on. I mean, look, I've had a bad month. This has not been a fun month for me, but that's not what matters here.
$34 billion he's worth now, $100,000, and he had a bad month, and they're laughing. Obviously, people in that audience didn't lose money. I mean, this is Bernie Madoff to the 10th power. And then you see who, I don't know who's at BlockFi, anybody you know, they're filing for bankruptcy last week. On Wednesday, the world's largest crypto exchange, Kraken, announced it was laying off 1,100 workers. I told you about $24 million loss from investors who are at BlackRock at FTX. So FTX, a month ago, was one of the most successful companies, and he, one of the biggest donors to Democratic causes. And I guess he does silently to some Republicans to keep them at bay, perhaps. But now he's hoping that all those Democrats that he fed money to in order for their own self-preservation are not going to push for him to be extracted from the Bahamas and brought to the U.S. I mean, you talk about white and blue-collar crime. This guy's as bad as it gets. Picture walking into middle-class homes and taking from them $30,000, $50,000, $10,000. Would that be okay with you? Of course not. That's how outraged you should be. The same way. Just because he looks harmless, he's done great harm. And stay in a crypto. Jason Chaffetz next.
Why do you need an updated COVID-19 booster? Because your risk of getting very sick goes up with age, and boosters can help lower the chance of severe outcomes. Visit the Wintu Cultural Tribal Center at 4755 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake on Saturday, December 3rd from 12 noon until 6:30 p.m., keeping your immunity strong. This community clinic is brought to you by the California Department of Public Health and MyTurn.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Open now through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt.
My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 7th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Also in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive presale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
He'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
President Obama is a celebrity, and that seemed to be where Raphael Warnock is getting his money from, celebrities. But he's not going to win this race. I told people before, he may outraise me in money, but I guarantee he won't get more votes than I'm going to get. He voted against the Keystone Pipeline. He voted to have this open border. He voted for crime in the streets. And we can't have six more years of this.
And there you go. That is Herschel Walker weighing in with me yesterday. And he's doing a lot of TV. Some say Warnock is out rallying him. Eric Eriks is on the ground over in Georgia. Knows all about the runoffs. We just went through this a couple of years ago. And he is the host of the Eric Erickson Show. Eric, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
Where do you think the polls are at right now?
You know, it's hard to say with early voting. The polling looks to be very close. I do think Warnock has been having way more rallies than Walker. His crowds have been bigger than Walker's. but the turnout in Republican areas of the state has actually been really impressive. The problem for Walker is that he underperformed all the other Republicans statewide by about 9% in the general election. The problem for Warnock is that he's got a D next to his name, and there are more Republicans in Georgia than there are Democrats.
Well, that didn't seem to matter last time, as he shocked Purdue. We'll see if it happens this time.
The problem last time, though, was 427,205 Republicans who voted in the general election in 2020 just simply refused to go back and vote in the runoff last time. They're more motivated this time. The problem is there are some flaws on the Republican side that have kind of disincentivized some Republicans from going to vote, particularly suburban Republicans. Kind of look at Walker and they're like, yeah, we tried in the general. Do we really need to go back? We're not going to win the Senate. I've been trying to make the case on my show in Georgia that if you win, the committees in the Senate are tied. It's easier to stop them from doing stuff. If you don't win, suddenly the Democrats get a majority in all the committees.
So right now, I cannot believe the roundabout attacks on only Walker, as if Warnock walks on water, on just the most mainstream media outlets.
Yeah.
In terms of his mental health issues, in terms of the abortion issues, in terms of his not doing a million press conferences. You don't see any exploitation of Warnock and the fact that the buildings that he owns seem to be problematic. They end up being basically slums, kicking out people, can't make small-time payments. That affiliated with his church. Has he been effectively linked to that?
Well, in conservative media, that's part of the problem. The national and the local press have completely given Warnock a pass on virtually everything. They've been dismissive of the story. In fact, the story of the building is very well documented, and the names of people who were evicted are very well documented. One of the local media outlets in Augusta, Georgia, which is one of the larger metropolitan areas in the state, actually ran a story, we can't find anyone who was evicted. The Washington Free Beacon literally had the names of the people, and they denied that they could find anyone. So, yeah, a lot of media bias in favor of Warnock. He's been active in the state and kissing the rings of the media for a long time before he got in. They clearly have a bias for him.
So we're talking to Eric Erickson. Eric, the other thing is Brian Kemp now is all in. You know, Herschel told me yesterday that he's known him since he was 17. He's owned the Kemp family since he was 17, got into politics much later after he became a pro player and a business person. But Kemp says they evidently paid for his get-out-the-vote machine. What is that machine? Why was Kemp so successful? And will it transfer over now?
That's what they're hoping. Brian Kemp outperformed Stacey Abrams on the ground in Georgia. He had a field operation in Georgia, has 159 counties, and he had an organization in all 159 of them. They were able to find the Republicans, convince them to go vote, make sure they voted, make sure they early voted if possible. They're doing that for Walker. Just for perspective, they couldn't do that in the general election for Walker because federal campaign and there were money issues with regulations. Now they can in the runoff since Kemp's won. And he's handed his machine over to essentially the Senate Republicans to let them use it. It's well-oiled. He's got the same people in charge. They are focusing on early voting in a way Republicans didn't in the general election, and they clearly turned out pretty significantly, which is good. Kemp knows how to win Georgia. The question again, though, is can you convince some of those Republicans who weren't enthusiastic about Walker to actually go vote for him, and they're hoping that's going to be possible.
So I guess he lost to Warnock by, 35,000 votes, but underperformed Kemp by hundreds of thousands? 200,000?
Yeah, he underperformed Kemp by 9%. It was about 150,000 votes. He only lost to Warnock by about 35,000 votes. So can you offset that? It is possible. Still going to be tough, but it's very possible.
All right. So, Eric, I got to ask you, too, on Georgia, on the ground in Georgia, why was Kemp able to take the Democratic superstar down, Stacey Abrams, who spent 4 years saying she really won that election?
Well, you know, when she ran in 2018 and got very close to him, he was viewed as Donald Trump's guy. No one really knew him for who he was. In the last 4 years, he's been a very good governor. He's got a $2 billion surplus. He got people back to work. He opened the state of Georgia before DeSantis opened Florida, and people forget that. He refused to impose mask mandates. He got kids back in school. And Abrams is running 4 years later saying, we need to put kids back in masks. We need to shut schools back down. We need to take all the money Brian Kemp put in the surplus and spend it on socially liberal things. And she never even, on her book tour, came through Georgia. She went to Hollywood and filmed Star Trek instead. People turned out, they got to know Brian Kemp and they really liked him. And he, the moment he hit the ground in 2018, after he won, started building for 2022. Abrams didn't do that. She spent all the money on herself.
Interesting. Lee Zeldin came out yesterday and said any Republican that wants to be successful has to go into the inner city. Has to go into where all the blue voters are, where a lot of urban voters are. And he said, I don't care who listens, how many people show up, you got to go in there. It's true. The Republicans have just given up on a lot of these urban voters. Why? How did they come to be? And is he right?
Yeah, look, I think he is. One of the things people don't appreciate that Brian Kemp did at Georgia is he got elected and he started picking judges and district attorneys and sheriffs who lived in communities, and if it was a majority black community, that's who the majority – he picked a black judge, black sheriff, black DA. He said, I don't care that they're not going to vote for me. That's who the community is. That's who should represent them. Turns out the people thought, wow, he's really not that bad, and he got a really good percentage of the black vote away from Stacey Abrams because of it. Republicans can't be scared that you've got this constituency that historically votes Democrat. They're not doing it as much anymore, and they're starting to come our direction. So stop being scared and go talk to them.
So, Ed, what was the reaction in Georgia, the fact that Donald Trump really didn't have the power? You know, he wanted Perdue to be the nominee. It didn't happen. He went after the Secretary of State, Ratzenberger. He got his job back. How much power does Trump have in the state? What does it mean for his fundraising when he announced last week?
You know, he doesn't have any. People kind of forget it. If you go back to 2016 in the primary, Marco Rubio won the metro Atlanta area, all the counties that touch Fulton County, which is Atlanta. Rubio won. And the Trump team always seemed oblivious to that. So you get to 2018, and suddenly the suburbs flip to the Democrats. In 2020, they stay flipped to the Democrats. And in 22, they come back for Kemp, but they won't come back for anybody Donald Trump has picked. That doesn't bode well for him picking up Georgia in 2024, which limits his electoral college options. And it also hurts him with Georgia's got a lot of big donors. I mean, you got Bernie Marcus, the founder of Home Depot, lives here. Used to be a big Trump donor, not so much anymore.
So when Trump – why do you think Trump announced when he did?
Honestly, I think he announced for a couple of reasons. One, because Ken Griffin, the big billionaire hedge fund guy, announced he was coming out for DeSantis, and I think Trump wanted to stop other big donors from heading in that direction. The other reason is the RNC told him they can't pay his legal bills anymore. All of his $100 million is tied up in a leadership PAC, which can't be spent on the candidate's legal problems. So you got to create a presidential account to move that money over so you can be able to spend it on your lawyers.
So it was a legal thing. It wasn't anything illegal and a fundraising thing.
Yeah, I think it was both. He wants to fundraise, but also if he wants to spend campaign dollars on himself and his legal problems, he needed to announce he was running for president and start up a new presidential leadership fund so he can move all the money from his other group into the new group.
Was he just being cheap, or does that play into why he didn't give more money for his candidates?
Brian, this is Trump. Yes, he's cheap. He wants to use other people's money, particularly for these legal problems that come from Democrats harassing him because he successfully beat them in 2016, and he didn't want to have to spend his money on it. So, yeah, there is a cheapness to it, but also, I mean, I don't really blame him for wanting to do that. The problem is, I think when you look at Arizona, when you look at Georgia, when you look at Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Michigan, if you lose those states as a Republican, all of them, that's 270 electoral college votes when you add them to what the Democrats already win, and that's all they need to win in 2024. So how does he recover in Arizona, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan? He's got issues he's got to sort out there with the electoral college if he wants to win.
Absolutely. And lastly, Eric, as we wrap up, it's probably the last time we talk before December 6th. Is this still up for grabs? Could you say the way they close could decide this election?
Yeah, look, Walker has not in the last week been very aggressive. He needs to come out very hard right now, get people out to vote. His campaign thinks he doesn't have to do a lot of events. There's Republican motivation. If he can pull this off, you tie the Senate committees, the Republicans can tie Chuck Schumer in knots.
You must have gone crazy when they called this whole election reform Jim Crow 2.0. You knew it wasn't. And they labeled it that way. And the turnout has proven that the Democrats made it up. And the All-Star game leaving was foolhardy, only hurt the people that needed it most. And that's the downtown city of Atlanta.
That's exactly right. The Republicans, Democrats, everybody turned out. The law worked well and really efficiently. Like, I got a text message that my absentee ballot's already been counted. Didn't get that before this new law.
Interesting. Eric Erickson, thanks so much. Always interesting.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. All right. Thanks so much. Meanwhile, when we come back, your turn. 1-866-408-7669. You listen to The Brian Kilmeade Show.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-251-8381 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381. What do you have to lose? Call 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381. Ad paid for by OpenJar Concepts. Attention firefighters, members of the military, and airport workers. For decades, first responders and firefighters at military bases and airports used a chemical-based foam to fight fires. Studies have shown the chemicals used to make aqueous film-forming foam, or AFFF, are highly toxic to humans and have been associated with several types of cancer. If you or someone you know was exposed to AFFF and were diagnosed with any of these cancers, including kidney, bladder, prostate, pancreatic, lymphoma, leukemia, testicular, and neuroendocrine, then you should call us immediately because you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call us at 800-459-3919. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call us now, 800-459-3919. Operators are standing by 24/7, so don't wait. 800-459-3919. That's 800-459-3919. Again, 800-459-3919.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
During this season of thankfulness, it's good to remember the thousands of people who don't enjoy the smallest of comforts, like the homeless. Josiah Hankin of New York's City Relief tries to dispel the many myths about people who have nowhere to call home.
Homelessness in general is sort of like an iceberg, right? Mm-hmm. We only see the tip, and that's what we kind of focus on. And the tip of homelessness is street homelessness. It's panhandlers. It's people who on the subway are asking for money. Whereas the bulk of the iceberg is families and working parents and children.
Hankin says the homeless are just our neighbors who have no doors. And one of the simplest things we can do is to see them first as fellow humans made in God's image. And then one of the practical things we can do is create kindness kits. Waterproof bags filled with toiletries, a pair of socks, or a gift card to a coffee shop or local restaurant.
But just something that will allow someone to feel human, feel the dignity of a little bit of cleanliness, feel the mm-hmm. dignity of being seen.
For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. The Thanksgiving holiday week is over, and many will now turn to Christmas, which means time to decorate. But the American Red Cross says 'tis the season to decorate safely. One of the top safety issues when decorating? Candles, which increase the risk of fire. In fact, Christmas Day alone, the National Fire Protection Association says candles cause three times as many fires. Other Red Cross tips include turning off holiday lights when you go to bed or leave the house, making sure outside decorations are for outside use. Keep trees away from fireplaces or other sources of heat like a radiator. Don't put stockings on the mantle if you're going to hang stockings. Some older tinsel is lead-based, so make sure you check labels. And if you're going up on a ladder, be very careful. Make sure it's stable and that you're wearing shoes with good traction. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Me, I don't care if we're right. I just want to make bad things stop. And I don't just mean Kilmeade's haircuts.
That is Greg Gutfeld. Was that the Five or his show?
That was his show.
Right. Who watches that? Is that Eric or is that you, Allison? Watch.
When I have time, I try to always go back and find either good jokes or really any insults against you.
Any insults against me. I mean, that might even be open worthy. I don't necessarily think it's good. Just an unnecessary shot.
That is true. However, we haven't fully put it together yet, but from when you were on with him at the Patriot Awards that Friday, I mean, we have a whole montage of goodies that we need to put together.
I did not realize that.
Yes.
That is my bad.
You're welcome.
Okay. No, thank him. I do notice that, you know, we're out on location. We get that a lot, right? What's the problem with you and Greg?
People love the sort of the rivalry, yet sort of like romance tension.
Romantic tension? I don't know anybody that thinks there's a romantic tension.
Well, bromantic, sort of like in a friend kind of way.
Yeah. That's more appropriate, if you don't mind me bringing that up. Yeah, I feel fine. So I am not Mr. Crypto guy, and I never will be, and now I'm so glad I'm not. But what's going on with this guy, Sam Bankman-Fried, I am so agitated by and outraged by. And then it went to the 10th power yesterday when this clown went on a show sponsored by the New York Times called Deal Book Summit, really aired on, I guess, the other business network. So he goes on for an interview, taking questions from the audience. Now, this guy is now was worth $30 billion. He's down, says he's got about $100,000 and only a bank card. All the money that people invested with him is gone, so they can see. Seems to be gone. He said, according to experts, an attorney at FTX now, his name is James Broly, you have witnessed probably one of the most abrupt and difficult collapses in the history of corporate America. Yeah, I would think so. Bankman-Fried and Associates greenlighted lavish expenditures, including $300 million for real estate purchases in the Bahamas. Now, people are giving him money, hoping he'll grow it with crypto. He's investing in real estate for himself, for FTX and Alameda employees. He commingled the funds clearly into another financial organization that was lying about their finances. FTX used deposits to pay Alameda Research creditors, a claim reportedly made by the former Alameda Research CEO, who he used to date, Caroline Ellison, who's not exactly a looker. During a call in early November, Bankman-Fried said he was not aware that was true, but said Alameda had a large position open on FTX that was over-collateralized. You think so? Says there's something maybe even deeply wrong there, even which I wasn't even trying. This is quote. There's something even deeply wrong there, which I wasn't even trying. Like, I wasn't spending any time or effort trying to manage risk at FTX. This is the CEO talking, and that was obviously a mistake. You think so? If I was been spending an hour a day thinking about risk management at FTX, I don't think that would have happened, and I don't feel good about that. So he doesn't feel good about it, but countless people are out of millions of dollars, or even $10,000, which is millions to others who are, I guess, doing this for a living. So here is Sam Bankman-Fried speaking yesterday, saying, I made some mistakes. Listen to the crowd, cut 11.
Really, I made a lot of mistakes or things I would give anything to be able to do over again. I didn't ever try to commit fraud on anyone. I was excited about the prospects of FTX a month ago. I saw it as a thriving, growing business. I was shocked by what happened this month. And, you know, reconstructing it, where are there things I wish I had done differently?
So a crypto investor who lost big money at FTX crash was protesting Bankman-Fried's appearance, and who wouldn't be? He said, quote, his name is Anthony Canello. He said, the guy robbed me. I lost over $10,000. I'm 36 years old. Do you know how much money that is for me, for myself? And this guy gets to talk. Everyone knows that he took customer funds. If you look at it, this is a classic scam. You have opaqueness of books. You have a so-called charismatic leader. You have a top-tier sponsor. This is outrageous. This is even allowed to speak here. One of the letters I got read to that, and he got into even more detail about other people that lost everything listening to him. So he gets to speak, and he gets to speak out. What I'm fascinated by is the Larry Finks of the world. They say they're geniuses in the high finance world. BlackRock CEO Larry Fink acknowledged that his company invested $24 million in FTX, so investor money, and predicted that many crypto companies would not be around for much longer. On Wednesday, one of the world's largest crypto exchanges, Kraken, announced it was laying off 1,100 workers. BlockFi filing for bankruptcy last week. It was invested in FTX. Now, the company's new CEO, John Ray III, said in bankruptcy filings, in his 40-year career, he has never seen such a complete failure of corporate controls and such a complete absence of trustworthy financial information. The broader industry consequences also continue to play out. So, he was excited. He wishes he had a quality control and a risk management. He didn't have either. There was no one looking over his shoulder, but Tom Brady and Giselle were able to advertise for him. President Clinton and Tony Blair were able to put him on stage with him. He was able to take some money and put millions of dollars into Democratic causes, the second biggest donor. And now he's a phony, and he sits in the Bahamas saying, I didn't do anything wrong. Don't condemn smash and grabs where they grab 5,000, 10,000, and tell me that he's okay to be out on his own. Same thing, only worse. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Thanks so much. Keep it here.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life, call 800-444-2013.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor, La Gloria Cubana S, San Andres. A new offering from La Gloria Cubana, draped in a dark, oily San Andres wrapper, direct from the volcanic and potassium-rich soil of Mexico, rolled at the El Credito factory in the lush valleys of the Dominican Republic, where their motto is, one factory, 100 artisans, one goal, to craft the most exquisite cigars on the planet. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstrom. Chinese authorities have announced a further loosening of COVID restrictions, with some cities no longer requiring testing for public transport.
The slight relaxation in restrictions comes, however, as daily virus infections reach near record highs. It also follows protests across the country, with many citizens frustrated by rigid restrictions that are now entering their fourth year as the rest of the world has opened up. The cities of Shenzhen and Beijing have said commuters no longer need to provide negative tests to use public transport. But in Beijing, testing is still needed to enter venues like shopping malls, which have gradually reopened. The requirement has led to complaints from some Beijing residents that even though the city has shut many testing stations, most public venues still require COVID-19 tests. I'm Karen Chamas.
Meanwhile, members of the Auto Workers Union appear to favor replacing many of their current leaders in an election that stemmed from federal bribery and embezzlement scandal involving former union officials. Reform-minded candidates are leading in multiple key positions with about 84% of the vote counted, and that could raise costs for GM, Ford, and Stellantis, almost inevitably driving up already expensive car prices. Former CEO of the failed cryptocurrency exchange FTS says that he did not, quote, knowingly misuse customers' funds.
Sam Bankman-Fried also says he believes his millions of angry customers will eventually be made whole. Bankman-Fried has done a handful of media interviews since FTX collapsed in mid-November, but this week's interview was his first since it filed for bankruptcy protection on November 11th. FTX failed in the cryptocurrency version of a bank run.
Jeremy House reporting. And with the latest news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A daunting canoe voyage covering 300 miles across a stretch of the Pacific Ocean is underway.
It's the Hoki Mai Challenge, which started near Rapa Nui, a territory in the Pacific that's part of Chile and is better known as Easter Island. The event consists of a canoe voyage by 12 people seeking to celebrate the union of the islands of Polynesia. The athletes have been training for months, preparing for a 3-day trip that will take them to Motu Motirohiva, another island in the mid-Pacific that belongs to Chile. Jason Walker reporting.
A tiny Nevada toad's at the center of a legal battle over geothermal power project that's officially been declared an endangered species after U.S. wildlife officials temporarily listed it on a rarely used emergency basis just last spring. Check out the latest breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A parent's nightmare come true.
The body of a 7-year-old Texas girl is found 2 days after she went missing. Police say a FedEx driver is under arrest. The Wise County Sheriff's Office says Athena Strand's body was found northwest of Fort Worth, less than 10 miles from her home. 31-year-old Tanner Horner is being held in the case. Officials say he was a contract driver for FedEx and is believed to have kidnapped the girl 2 days ago while making deliveries. Officials say they believe the child died within an hour of being taken. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The United States' newest nuclear stealth bomber made its public debut in Palmdale, California Friday after years of secret development. The B-21 Raider, part of the Pentagon's answer to rising concerns over a future conflict with China. The aircraft was previewed in an invitation-only preview. That's the first American bomber built in more than 30 years. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Backbone and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
From Hyatt
top Fox News headquarters in New York City.
I admire so much your work ethic and your enthusiasm and your commitment to ideas.
The most approachable radio host in America.
Brian Kilmeade sent me a signed book, and I'm not a fan.
I have had a crush on you. You know this for a very long time.
Now, are you listening to me because you're looking at the screen?
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. So glad you're here as we round out a big, big week. This hour, going to be joined by Pete Hegseth, who works in the building full-time. He has dental as well as 401k. We'll talk about his contributions, as well as Geraldo's financial statements. We'll get through all that because it is tax season. So it's time. It's been 5 minutes, and the Democratic House has not asked for Donald Trump's tax returns. So we thought we would on this show. Geraldo, before I get to the big three, do you want to say hi?
I'd love to say hi. It's delightful to be live with you.
And it's very rare. This used to be when we were on 18, you came in all the time.
I did. And I would have liked to do that since. It's just I got lazy. I lost focus. Got a new dog.
Sold three houses. bought a new one.
Heading to my boat now in Florida.
Oh, you really?
Yeah. Want to come? You've been on.
Well, I'm going to Jacksonville over the weekend. Yeah.
What's the FO for one of the
Tom Bush BMW. I don't know if you want to get one. This might be a good time to shop right before my appearance.
I drive Bentley. Sorry.
Okay. That's not helpful. Let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three. A Christmas gift that's even more alluring than lingerie? Naturally, nude pajamas by Pajamagram. Sensuous and soft, they look just as seductive as they feel. Get naturally nude pajamas today at Pajamagram.com.
Number three.
But what has happened? The world and the West and the United States has opened up their return to some kind of normalcy with COVID, certainly.
Yep.
And China is still locked down. And their people know that. So if he doesn't ease up, the people are going to keep protesting.
There you go, General Jack Keane. China crackdown has, for now, been all too rare. It's been a pullback. Yup. Evidence emerges that many American companies also are pulling back, from Nike to Adidas and even Apple. We'll discuss it.
Number two.
If Apple says a single bad thing about the CCP, that would be an existential risk for its business. And I'm sorry, but this is the new model of mercantilist capitalism in China, where they are co-opting American companies.
That is Vivek Ramaswamy. Big tech is on the hot seat as Republicans take on Apple while they continue to take on China, all while taking aim at Musk and Twitter. Kind of weird.
Number one.
We've had, as you know, multiple whistleblowers, dozens of whistleblowers come to us and Senator Grassley. They're willing to do that because I think they trust us and they know how bad it is. We're going to get the facts out there. That's all we can do. But that's the first step.
Hopefully. Let the investigations begin. Jim Jordan's in action as big tech and the FBI are in the crosshairs for their handling of the elections and some political bias. So let's bring in Geraldo Rivera.
Hey, buddy.
First off, Geraldo, in all our years together, I never have said this before, China pulling back on protesters.
I'm not sure what that verb means. What does it mean to pull back on protesters?
They are eased up on testing. They have eased up on restrictions.
So they are conceding that the protesters have a case.
Absolutely.
Oh, of course. It seems ridiculous, doesn't it? I mean, Shanghai.
But we've been seeing this video. We saw when this Wuhan virus came out before it even hit our shores, watching this horrific video, people being locked in their rooms, screaming out windows.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I think that Dr. Anthony Fauci is a wonderful public servant, and I also think that none of these investigations, at least so far, have laid a glove on him. He was right. He did his best under the circumstances. It was Trump's vaccine. Thank God the former president pressed for it. But Fauci helped implement it. And now I'd like to see China follow the United States and get back up, wake up.
All right. So let me just give some details and we'll discuss Anthony Fauci. The president showing rare display of weakness, according to the New York Times, in Beijing. It looks like they're rolling back restrictions. They're allowing home quarantine, cut mass testing. Pregnant women, elderly people or with underlying illnesses will qualify to isolate, but that's it. Close contacts of cases will also be allowed to isolate. Home isolation for the infected would be a significant change because they were taking people out, putting them into institutions. Earlier this year, entire communities were locked down. Some of these groups, they call themselves like the, I think these... something with white in them. I don't know. They got some nickname for them. But these big, massive guys come up, and they just basically they seal your apartment or put padlocks on it and sometimes take your kids away from you. You have no idea where they are. I'm surprised this outrage didn't come sooner.
It is, to me, so impractical. I don't know what the hell the Chinese are thinking. Why, for instance, isn't everybody in China vaccinated? I mean, why not? If
they, with our vaccine.
They have
not
it with
there.
Our vaccine, not theirs. I mean, give one that does more than, horse tranquilizer. So I think they should be vaccinated, and I think it is pretty clear, and Dr. Fauci even reluctantly conceded that it probably came from the Wuhan lab, that it probably was a leak, or he said it could have been. I say probably. Somebody got it on their shoe, they walked out of that lab that we in part funded, and spread it to the world with devastating consequences. But now it is over in the sense that there is a vaccine and other therapeutics. Why the hell the Chinese don't come to the United States and say, can we do what you did?
Well, you know why.
I don't know why.
You know why, because of pride. They inflicted this virus on the world and really poisoned nations.
Possibly true.
So listen to this.
Likely.
Yeah,
it is likely.
Likely. So here's what they wrote to us after our president did not have any type of even a voice for the protesters, that even Justin Trudeau did. He said, they write, the price of freedom in the U.S., 1 million COVID deaths, 40,000 gun deaths, 107,000 fentanyl deaths. The American people deserve something far better than that. What we want is to protect our people and lives and ensure them a better life. So they are producing the fentanyl and mocking us that we're dying from it. They actually came up with this virus, mocking us that 1 million have died from it, and then crowing that they have a better response. Well, we've been out of this for a year.
Let me just say one quick thing about this. Tiananmen Square, when it happened, and that brave man stood in front of the tank and stopped the tank, and it really looked for a time that the Communist Party was teetering. I have to admit that I worried that an anarchistic China was more dangerous to the United States than an authoritarian China. I hate to say that, but that's just my feeling. I thought that if China spun apart and started going in all these different directions under the guise or the banner of democracy, I mean, where the hell that ends once they start that? It is a chilling prospect.
Well, Chiang Kai-shek is dead. So we know he can't come back.
But he still has Taiwan.
But I would take that Taiwanese,
Taiwan.
Right. I would take that Taiwanese government and put it right into Red China. Man, what a success story that has been economically. That has been a
Kimoi
wonder.
Kimoi and Matsu could be the beginning. Put resorts on those little islands 5 miles off the coast. Start there.
It would be fantastic. And just to have a non-threatening democracy, I'm all for that.
Yeah, the problem is the route from here to there is fraught with peril.
I never predict that they're going to come apart, but it's deadly noteworthy when they don't kill everyone they see.
Yes, that is.
That's pretty good.
We like that.
Yeah,
when they don't slaughter their people.
And I don't want to spend the whole time arguing about Anthony Fauci, but I find him a train wreck. And I found that his interviews over the weekend, the softball questions that he got, as he takes a bow for the work that he was ineffective doing, for example, don't wear masks. This pandemic's not going to be a problem here. Wear a mask. Wear two masks. I recommend goggles. Telling people stay home from school. Now he says there's a downside to keeping people home from school. Then you find out he's working with social media to make sure so-called disinformation doesn't get out there, disabling YouTube for using congressional testimony with Ron Johnson, chairman, because he doesn't like ivermectin or some other remedy. I really think that in the long run, history will not look at him kindly.
Speaking of history, there are two Brian Kilmeades. There is the Brian Kilmeade who, as you just recited, can be the toughest guy behind a microphone and really hold someone like Fauci to the task. You also, though, and one of the reasons I love you is you have a kindness and an open-minded reasonableness
right.
that I think the conservative movement needs.
Thank you. I would say this. Newt Gingrich had possibly the most interesting column today, and he said, time to give stop underestimating President Biden. He said the infrastructure bill that passed, the anti-inflation bill that passed, the gun rules that went through, and the showing at the midterm elections, it shows Republicans have the wrong strategy. That's the ultimate conservative. Do you think the fact that he had to write it instead of having these conferences behind closed doors shows people aren't listening to him, or do you think there's something else to it?
I don't know exactly what motivated him. I do know that he was the architect in the 90s of a whole new approach to government that was enormously successful during the Clinton years when he was speaker, when Newt Gingrich was speaker. And I like that. I like that. He is right. He is right. The fact of the matter, I won $1,000 off Jesse Waters yesterday.
Why?
Because he predicted with great arrogance, with all due respect to Jesse, who I love, that there would be a red wave, that the conservative movement, the Republican Party, Trump-inspired, would sweep the Senate and the House of Representatives. As it turns out, there was a tremendous rebuke. The Congress barely is in Republican hands. The Senate is not, regardless of what happens in Georgia. We can talk about that if you want to. So that should humble and chastise those who were so filled with swagger that they knew they expected that the country was with them. And guess what? The country is not with them.
So there's also a theory. The Wall Street Journal had it, I think, last Wednesday or Thursday. And they said, why is it that inflation is so high, interest rates are high, but unemployment stays low, and some of the indicators are positive. It shows that people are still shopping and buying and going out to eat. And one of the reasons is they said that there's so much money in the reserve, so much money printed that flooded the zone for so long, that it's going to take a year for people to really look around like we did in the 70s and say, there's no net there. I mean, paycheck to paycheck people aren't paycheck to paycheck because they're able to collect and hold a lot of what they had.
Because of the fact that people hoarded money. Also, you got to look at the stock market, the amazing resilience of the stock market. Many, many people, middle class and up, own stocks. They are partners in the American enterprise, the great American enterprise. They are dying, these companies, for new workers. I told you on the show this morning, I went to the movies to watch The Fableman, the Steven Spielberg.
Was it good?
Oh, it's pretty good. Very Jewish, but pretty good.
But wait, was it all about him?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, I didn't know. It was like his biography.
No, it was his autobiography. So anyway, at the theater, we got there early. I had a sign outside, help wanted. So my in-laws and Erica went next door to the gallery, and I had a sign on the door, help wanted. I didn't want to go to the gallery, went next door to the bar, and the bar had a sign, help wanted. All three of these enterprises, very different, all needed employees. We need immigrants. We need orderly immigration, legal immigration. We've got to get to an understanding that these people, when you walk through the Darien Gap, and you're walking 1,500 miles through the drug lords and all the other perils that you endure. It's almost like a Darwinian evolution. The toughest make it. You know, we're getting the cream of the crop. If only
we
could make it.
Well, we also see unaccompanied 6-year-olds.
We also do that, and they grow up to be business owners, and maybe one of these days one will be president.
I like to circle the word orderly because I'm all for immigration.
And legal, yeah.
I want to leave some time to talk World Cup when we get back, but I just want to give you some numbers that I had this morning that I think are accurate. Amazon is cutting 3% of its work staff, or 10,000 people in retail. Facebook, so-called Meta, is laying off, stopping recruiting, and laying off 13% of its workforce, or about 11,000 people. Ford and Walmart, similar situations. White collars are being laid off at a pretty high rate. So now
CNN just suffered.
CNN is about to, they're about to cut more to the bone. I think they're going to make the announcement soon.
Yesterday.
White collar.
Or late yesterday.
Yeah, white collar. They're not getting rid of workers because obviously you need the workers in the warehouses.
Right.
So what do you think? Is this a latent effect? Are we going to feel this soon?
You see it in Bitcoin is the most grotesque example of the arrogance of the whole Silicon Valley mindset. There was just this feeling that they could do no wrong, that they would always find work for their staffers. But so many, they padded these companies, and there's so much competition between the various platforms now that it's pretty clear that, you know, adding people to businesses don't necessarily. That's why you need Warren Buffett. You need people with prudent, ordinary, normal sensibilities as to what the American capitalist system needs to thrive. What workers do we need? We don't need just a whole bunch of people. And you know what? Ironically, Brian, it was home school, homework, you know, working from home showed people that we really don't need a lot of these people got great paying jobs and did very little to add value to their companies.
Right. So maybe people felt like they were too fat.
Yeah. And you know, let them regrow. Let them. I think that what's happening in Twitter is very intriguing to me. I love Elon Musk. Yeah. I like his whole idea. He fired half the staff and nothing happened different with Twitter with my feed.
FTX and Twitter, two of the most intriguing stories in a long time.
Yeah.
Non-political.
Right.
Kind of. Back in a moment.
The fastest growing talk show in America. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps' base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file lawsuits seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation, 800-816-9499. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-816-9499. That's 800-816-9499. Again, 800-816-9499.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helped Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
If you're 19 or older with certain underlying medical conditions such as asthma or diabetes, you can get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're 65 or older, it is also recommended you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. No matter the season, talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. A message from the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
Furnished by the American Lung Association.
This is Fox on Justice. A small construction business in Kansas says it's owed millions of dollars by a state-owned company in Vietnam for work it did more than a decade ago. Starting in the early 2000s, Hall Brothers Inc. paved dozens of miles of highway in the communist country. The company received partial payments at first, but then those payments stopped coming in. Now, Hall Brothers chair Dick Kistner claims it's owed nearly $38 million for labor, supplies, travel, legal fees, and more.
It affected how much we could do over here in the United States because we had to send money over there to keep that going.
Kistner says other U.S. companies are in the same position. He wants the Commerce Department or another government agency to get involved to get the Vietnamese company to pay up. In Chicago, Grady Trimble, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with country singer-songwriter Jordan Davis, who won his first CMA award for his two-time platinum single, By Dirt.
I mean, like, I truly couldn't have dreamed it any better. If you were to tell me, like, you know, you're going to win a Song of the Year, I would have been like, well, A, you're crazy, and B, there's no chance. And then if somebody would say, like, no, you're going to win Song of the Year, and it's going to be a song you co-wrote with your brother, I would be like, nah.
He realized it was such a hit when he saw how audiences were embracing the song.
I didn't know when we wrote it. I didn't even know when we recorded it. I saw it impacting people. You can't dream this up. You don't know when you ever have this.
And the award serves as an inspiration.
I mean, this song is truly the catalyst to, I hope, the songwriter that I want to be. The songwriter that I wanted to move to Nashville to become. You know, not just what's hitty or up-tempo. Truly writing from the heart. Writing what feels true.
What is next is the new single, Part of It, from his upcoming album. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Aaron Copland, who died in 1990, was an American composer of concert and film music who touched the heart of America and merged the classics with the truly American art form of jazz. As music trends were changing with the advent of rock and pop music in the 50s and 60s, Copland was open and excited about where music was headed.
If we thought that music should have flow, a kind of naturalness of flow, the younger people may think it should be just the opposite. It should be discontinuous. It has too much flow, and that the flow is too same-like, etc., etc. So so that every possible principle that I might name to you, they can give you the very opposite idea as a possibility. I think it's more revolutionary now, and therefore more difficult for the young people to find themselves.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
You think Hitler was a good guy? I get the Hugo Boss uniforms, amazing. But I mean, just because you're in love with the design, you're a designer. Can we just kind of say like you like the uniforms? But that's about it.
There's a lot of things that I love about Hitler. A lot of things.
See, I find that...
That is so, Kanye West so with disgusting. Alex Jones.
So disgusting. I mean, I'm Jewish. My mother's Jewish. My dad was Catholic. But, I grew up in both cultures. I know survivors of the Holocaust with the tattoos. They're gone now. But
evidently, he doubts the Holocaust.
He's a denier. He'd be a criminal. Just his denials would be a crime in Germany, for example. To put a swastika on a Jewish star, why the hell you do that? Well, there's only one reason you do it. You do that to stick it to the Jews. You do that to really say, I don't give a damn. I don't care your ethic or how powerful you are in Hollywood or anywhere. I think that I'm going to say to you that those 6 million lives don't matter.
It's so despicable. It's almost not.
That's right.
There's not even a new one.
But he's like crazy. It's like crazy. That's
crazy. There's something wrong with. There's something wrong with him. Why is he not institutionalized?
He is a danger to himself and others, but he just doesn't loiter on the subway.
So, quick thing. Do you care about the U.S. national team? I know you have a soccer
background. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Are you watching?
I watch religiously. It's on Fox. I'm very proud that Fox is streaming it, that it's running everywhere.
I'm watching it on my iPad.
It's terrific. I watch it on YouTube also. I just love it. To me, and you really, and with your coaching and your own playing and your kids playing, it's a beautiful, beautiful sport. I mean, aesthetically, it is a beautiful sport. And to see these stars,
young.
To see them, Ronaldo and Messi, and then our kids on the U.S. team. I love watching Go USA. They've got a tough match against Holland.
I heard a great stat. 92 years this tournament's been around. There's only been 8 nations who have won this tournament.
Was Brazil 4 or 5?
Yeah, I think 4. And Brazil is obviously a favorite now.
Argentina.
Neymar is going with Bolsonaro and making it a little political. But Saturday against the Netherlands, I really think they got a legitimate shot. When you see some of the upsets we've already witnessed, why not? And what do you think changes, real quick, 30 seconds, what do you think changes if they beat and get to the eighth to quarterfinals?
There's 11 people on a side, whether you're Brazil, Argentina, or the United States. And some days, your 11 could step up and really do something brilliant. Great shot. I mean, the goal the Americans scored.
Pulisic.
I mean, what guts, what balls. To go in there and just take that shot.
And Alexi Lalas told this morning he will be playing.
I hope he plays at 100%.
Right. 10 o'clock Eastern time. And, of course, the big news afterwards, Messi's going to Miami to play for David Beckham's team.
For real?
For real. That's all but a done deal.
It's about time he cashed out.
36. Back in a moment.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday, 8 to 9. Are you awake? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you realize you're in an information war where we're losing our country? It's time to stand up and defend your freedoms, my brothers and sisters. Americans don't care what color you are. Those of the past do.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup.
The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Saturday, December 10th, there will be a fundraising dinner for our local hometown hero, Preston Sharp. Come to the Anderson VSW at 4 p.m. Dinner by Dill's Deli. There will be games, guns, and live auction. Let's help Preston pay for flags and flowers that he uses to honor our veterans throughout our great nation. Preston's been to all 50 states and has placed over 300,000 flags. Saturday, December 10th at the Anderson VFW, go to PrestonSharp.net or call 530-744-4539. Hope to see you there.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Reading, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642. Or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
A radio show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Macron gave a speech, and you can see Joe next to him digging a dirty tissue out of his coat. Get in that note. What happened to handkerchiefs? Remember every old guy had a handkerchief? And then a few minutes later, Biden, he's going, hey, put it here, Jack. and they hug. He calls that the old Joe blow. Thank God Dr. Fauci wasn't there. He'd have dropped dead right on the spot.
So, not a word about the 45 seconds handshake that we discussed today. He literally held him like the old-fashioned handshake with a thumb up in the air. How old, Pete? Oh, by the way, Pete Hegseth's here.
Great to be here.
Right. So, Pete, Jimmy Kimmel chose not to emphasize the handshake, even though it's benign. It's not going to hurt his ratings.
It's a walking comedy script writing itself at the White House, and they can't take the best lines because that would be taking on their own team, which they can't do. That's why he's losing. Did you watch Gutfeld last night? It was a phenomenal television. Really good, really funny, on target.
They just can't do that.
They just can't do that because, you know, he'll be at the White House Christmas party. You know, I mean, they can't shoot their own brains.
Janet Yellen on the most boring person ever. Who would ever? Do you think Johnny Carson was booking like Jimmy Stewart and Robin Williams? And this guy's going, oh, Janet Yellen's available? Fantastic. So listen to what Jimmy Stewart, how Jimmy Kimmel handled Donald Trump, for example, his handshake. Allison, just give me this context.
Okay, so he did that joke initially in the monologue. I'm like, oh, great, he's going to now make fun of the Biden handshake, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no. He makes fun of Trump's handshake from years ago. Listen to it.
Emmanuel Macron has been through a lot in the handshake department. Remember back in 2017, Trump went to France and held on to Macron for dear life.
He never mentioned Biden?
Holding the hand. It was almost like he forgot they were holding hands. Jack and Rose and Titanic didn't hold hands for as long as these two did.
Wait, he's not talking about Biden?
No, he goes back and shows video from 2017 of Trump holding on to Macron for so long, which, okay, fine. I was like expecting then a joke on Biden holding him for so long, and then nothing.
And then nothing. That was, I can't see that, but that was the handshake where Trump pulled him in.
Yeah.
Remember that? Like in a commander move, like, get over here, kid.
Right.
They can't do it. They can't do it, Allison. They can't. They're incapable because they're in the tank. They're on the White House Christmas party list. They can't take him on. And if they do, it has to be with kid gloves.
Do you remember when Chevy Chase, you would remember, but I was in grammar school, when Chevy Chase was making fun of Gerald Ford, and Ford's like, okay, you better come to the White House. Like, I don't really want to go to the White House. No, he was making Ford that he was just stumbling because he fell a few times.
Yeah.
While he was a center on University of Michigan's base football team. But they made him seem like a stumbling, bumbling guy. And he said, okay. Come to the White House. Oh, my goodness, I don't want to go. Dana Carvey was doing a funny imitation of Bush. He's like, I need you to come to the White House. And if you're making fun of me, I want you to bring you. They almost were embarrassed to go. Now they want a compliment to get on the list. It's just the opposite. You're the comedian. You're supposed to be tweaking everybody. And going to see the guys you're tweaking should kind of make you uncomfortable.
They're a completely captured and compromised class. I mean, it really is a big, giant media club. It might as well be state-run media. They don't do it because they have to. They do it because they want to, because it is part of their agenda at this point. You know, it went from bias to agenda, now to full-on indoctrination, and they're happy to do it.
All right, a couple of things that I've brought up that I thought was interesting. The one thing I got to give credit to President Biden for doing, although it wasn't done the way the Republicans actually came up with an idea when they had the House, when they had the Senate, on the CHIPS Act, to start divesting and incentivizing people to come back to bring back technology. And Biden got it passed, but he did it without certain incentives to bring people back here as opposed to Vietnam. But it's already happening. I'm kind of heartened by it. I was shocked to see that Adidas and Nike pulled up all of their production out of China, and that now it's down to the products made by Apple is down to 36% in China. But the problem is that makes them subservient to China is they want the market. They made Apple made $74 billion in selling to Chinese people. So that's what they're worried about. But that movement could be one of the movements that gets Republicans and Democrats together. If I'm leading this country, I'm looking for that. Are you down on that possibility?
I am down on that. I'm, you know, I'm fairly skeptical about
you're very skeptical.
Places
maybe justified
where Republicans and Democrats' interests actually converge in a way that's advantageous for our republic. This could be one of them. Problem is, the instincts of the modern left are very similar to the CCP. Their instincts of authoritarianism, COVID exposed that. But if
if they're red-blooded Americans, which they are, they should see not just the rivalry, but the challenge that China imposes on us. Now, they may look at it as China's a problem because of climate change, and we look at it as China's a problem because they're communists. Okay, so we see China as a problem for different reasons. Fine. But we could come together and say divesting from them is in our best interests. I don't think Washington will do it well, but this morning on Fox and Friends, when you rattled those stats off, that was the first I'd heard it. And that is very heartening. And you know, the first better time than I come heard to it? America, but Susan, Vietnam better than China.
Susan Lee came in and said to me in the break after we did a segment just on Apple and why Tim Cook saying what he did and why President Biden wasn't strong supporting the protesters, which I think is sickening.
Yeah.
Strong supporting the protesters in Iran and reinforcing relations or starting relations again with Maduro's Venezuela. She said, by the way, check this out. They are divesting. They don't want to make a big deal of it. They don't want to draw attention to it because it doesn't work for them to say, we're pulling out if you're Nike. But they realize the problem. Can you believe that Vietnam is our best answer historically?
Amazing.
And they've been very loyal.
They have. I mean,
can you believe the communist Vietnamese hate China? They hate China, and China hates them. They look at them as a threat.
Yeah, I mean, talk about one of the unintended consequences of history.
Yeah.
You look at the way the Vietnam War ended and where they are today, it's a miracle that those things have aligned. Because the people closest to China understand the threat China poses better than we do. It's just like
Japan.
Yeah, it's just like Israelis understand the threat that a terror state next to them in a lot more existential way than we do. Japan, Taiwan, Vietnam, South Korea, they understand it, and thankfully are part of the solution.
Allison gave me this story. I was trying to get a hold of him. Newt Gingrich wrote this column today, and it's being reverberated a lot of places. I don't know where it first published. It's on his website. He basically says Republicans have to stop underestimating President Biden. He had the best midterm of any modern president outside George W. Bush without a war. He talked about, for the most part, Biden has carefully and cautiously waged war in Ukraine with no American troops. He has terrible problems with the economy, crime, and the border. But he executed a strategy of polarizing Americans against Donald Trump and then turned January 6th into a crisis, which we know it isn't. And they also exaggerated what the abortion rights was. So to not acknowledge the strategy that was effective while noting that it's inaccurate and while ignoring early voting and hoping it'll go away, that's not a strategy that has Republicans looking long-term success. It's rare. Do you disagree with Newt there?
No. I mean, that is why Newt Gingrich is one of the best political thinkers
yeah.
of our generation. I think he's right, but I don't think it's Biden. I think he's got a smart, savvy team of advisors around him who are effectively an extension of the Obama White House. Most of his advisors are extensions of the Obama White House. They're effectively executing a third-term strategy, leveraging the unpopular aspects of their political opponents and weaponizing institutions of government to do it with an uncritical press. So Donald Trump couldn't do this because the press would be all over him, even with fake stories as they were. But with a fawning press that won't even make fun of you, and then institutions that won't hold you to account when they held the House and the Senate, you can get away with a lot. And those advisors know exactly what to tell Biden to say, when to tell him to shut up, what events he does and doesn't do in a savvy political way. You've
right.
got to give him credit.
See,
it's bad for the country, but...
But see,
I
had the opposite feeling with Obama. If I let Obama say, you know, you saw how talented Obama was in front of a microphone. He's got charisma and presence. He can be funny. I don't see any positive qualities ever with Joe Biden. Evidently, he was fun to be around and one of the guys. But you could play back things from 1970s. And he was screwing up, saying things were totally inaccurate and false, making up his academic success that never happened, his athletic success that never took place. But I just want to, before we close out here, can you imagine if President Trump decided to make amends with Maduro and said start drilling? Can you imagine if he ignored the protesters in China as well as Iran? Can you imagine if Ukraine was invaded during his watch? They would have said because he's buddy with Vladimir Putin.
Yes.
Just the opposite was taking place almost everywhere.
Absolutely right. I mean, they gaslight us. That's why that's the word of 2022, gaslighting. It's making you feel like you're insane. they're doing precisely what they accuse their political opponents of doing without a hint of the hypocrisy, because no one asked them the question except for Peter Ducey.
Yeah.
If there wasn't a Peter Ducey, they would literally never confront the reality or the common sense view of what they're espousing from the White House.
Pete Hegseth here. Pete, tonight.
I'm psyched.
In about, well, I guess you're going to get to the arena, to the New Jersey Performing Arts Center around 5:30.
You run a very commanding rehearsal schedule, Brian.
We're going to be there a little early.
Yes.
But there's plenty of beer.
Okay, good.
All right.
Good.
Yeah, what'd you say? He already put his orders in, right? Didn't they contact you about your green room preferences?
Gin.
Is that really?
That's my drink of choice.
You know, you should. There's a pathway for a gin in the liquor world. You know how everyone's doing whiskey?
Yeah.
And they've done vodka? Hegseth's gin. If you like gin.
Love it.
Well, that you should think about that. Get yourself a distillery.
Dry gin.
Right.
That's smart. I might do that. I'll cut you in.
But tonight, you know, we're going to bring America Great from the Start. It's going to be streaming on Fox Nation at 8:30. The show really starts at 7:30. Pat O'Rourke's going to be doing stand-up. Rick Thatcher's going to get everyone ready, too. My friends from Massapequa. You've already had a Zoom rehearsal. And we're going to bring George Washington's Secret Six to life. And you're playing a key role in?
In Washington's firing. And I'm a key role in whether or not we take on the Tripoli Pirates.
So the Thomas Jefferson Tripoli Pirates.
So Thomas Jefferson Tripoli Pirate. You've got Jefferson and Adams in their debate about the efficacy of it, and I get to oversee it.
Andrew Jackson, The Miracle of New Orleans, going to see feature Rachel Campos Duffy. She's playing a key role.
I am. There's some things you do. You weren't sure what you were signing up for. Sincerely amused and interested and fascinated about what tonight's going to look like. Because I know you pack these places out, Brian, and I know you give a great performance. I'm just worried about weighing the whole thing down.
No, I'm so confident. The battle for the American mind, too. We're going to open up. I don't know if I told you, but we're going to open up and talk a little bit about your book, and then afterwards a little bit, too, and then take questions. But the battle for the American mind, bestseller. How long was it number one?
It was number one for a month. And it was on
it's
the
amazing.
List for 14 weeks.
Yeah, we'll talk about that, too, because that's what really the fundamentals of this is about. I'm going over history in a fun, educational, I think, a way in which we hope we whet the appetite for people to go back and get the true history from the actual people that lived it, not people's interpretation of how they lived, to the words of Frederick Douglass, the words of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and the people around him. That's
Absolutely.
What's going to come to light tonight.
You've done that. For years, Brian. I mean, you are the resident historian here at Fox Nation and Fox News. Seriously, what you've done to advance a real understanding of history is phenomenal. Tonight we'll do it on stage.
And he doesn't know quite what he's getting into, but it's going to be real. It's streamed at 8:30 on another reason to get the Fox
That's
Nation app.
That's the other thing. If you can't be in Newark, that's okay. FoxNation.com on the app. It will be streaming live tonight.
It's going to be great. Pete Hegseth, thanks so much.
Thank you, brother.
All right, you wearing the same thing tonight?
Whatever you want me to wear.
No, I think that's good.
This?
Yeah, I think it's good. A fitted suit.
Fitted
only for Pete
Hegseth. You know George Washington only wore the finest.
I don't know that. We're going to look into that and try to get a second source. And we need knickers. I need to see your calves.
Okay.
Back in a moment.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life, call 800-444-2013.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group.
Attention, Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps' base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file lawsuits seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation, 800-816-9499. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-816-9499. That's 800-816-9499. Again, 800-816-9499.
It all started with the brutal murder of a young married couple. Now, more than 40 years after the couple was found, investigators and forensic genealogists are cracking the case wide open to uncover a stunning second mystery.
Where's the baby?
I said, well, wait, he had a baby?
We cross the country speaking with victims' families and those close to the case as we ask, what about Holly?
I just want to know what happened.
Available on FoxNewsPodcasts.com and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts commercial-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Dana Perino, Kennedy, Ben Domenech, The Duffys, and many more. Subscribe now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week with the smartest thinkers out there about the issues Americans face and where we're going as a nation. This show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me as we dive into the fray. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts. The more you listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Watch my accounts because they've been frozen by the Jewish banks. So I need to watch my meals.
Well, CNN says why people are evil Nazis. So, I mean, I disagree with both statements, but I get the
pros. Yeah, I don't like the word evil next to Nazis. I think we need to look at.
Oh, my goodness. Just because you don't like one group doesn't mean the other. Look,
I love Jewish people, but I also love Nazis.
Oh, man. Well, I have to disagree with that. Right, but listen, we're going to go to break.
Next time Kanye's going off on himself, I'm telling you, just close your eyes, forget it's him, and really listen to what is coming out of this guy's mouth. He's like, I'm a genius. I'm a god. I'm Shakespeare. My biggest regret is I'll never get to see myself perform live. That's a direct quote. My biggest regret is I'll never get to see myself perform live. Dude, you put that ego in a white dude that is Ich bin einen in der Streisen. What's the Blitzkrieg? What's the superiority?
So that is Bill Burr. So that is Bill Burr from 5 years ago talking about Kanye West. 5 years
ago being clairvoyant, yeah.
That is unbelievable. I mean, do you see Alex Jones getting nervous? Alex Jones having to walk him back?
When Alex Jones is uncomfortable.
Trying to save him. Don't put the word evil and Nazis in the same sentence. Have you ever heard anything like this?
No, but I think you nailed it before. Like, I mean, he is mentally ill, right? I mean, he was probably more medicated on Tucker, but I mean, he's off the rail. It's sad. I mean, everything he's saying is absolutely despicable. Don't get me wrong, but someone needs to help him and institutionalize him.
Who would that idiot, the other white supremacist I never heard of before he had dinner with Trump?
Nick Fuentes.
He was there, evidently.
Yeah.
So why would you?
Also, I mean, it seems like anyone who invites them on, they're happily going on at this moment too. But right.
Well, Alex Jones is probably one of the few to have him on.
Well, Tim Pool did, and he walked. That was a thing a few days ago.
And that was
a disaster. Yeah. Right? He like walked off.
Yeah. So he has $50 million he owes in taxes. $50 million. And I know you don't want me to blame accountants, but at the very least, accountants should call a press conference to say, "I've been trying to get this music mogul to pay his taxes. I am resigning."
What accounts do you know that really want to bring attention on themselves? Usually if you go into accounting, you sort of...
But I want my name off his tax returns.
But they probably might say they're not signing it. I mean, if you don't agree with what something's doing, or they're saying, like, this is what they owe. I don't know how it all works, but I know you don't necessarily... I know from a source, if you don't agree what a client wants to do, you don't need to sign off on it. You can advise them, but then they can do it on their own.
Then you just don't sign it, but then they say, who worked on it? Are you liable?
No.
So the Georgia runoff is coming up in December 6th. I'm getting the sense Republicans are not putting the effort in. While Obama shows up for Warnock, who some people think is winning, I don't see DeSantis. I guess Trump is too controversial. But there's other people. Where is Nikki Haley, who's got a lot of residents in the South, also could be a great moderating presence? We have Lindsey Graham working so hard. Tom Cotton. Here's Herschel yesterday. Cut 23.
I think the high turnout is going to favor me, and it's high because people want to have their voices heard, they want to have their vote counted, and right now people are getting engaged in what's happening around the country and also in the state of Georgia. I think they see Raphael went up for who he is. You can tell that they're getting nervous because they got Obama here again, so he's bringing in his celebrities, but his celebrities come in because that's where his money comes from.
Well, he does have a lot of Barack Obama support, but the linkages, where he's linked to Calvin Butts, where he's linked to Farrakhan. If you're going to come after Herschel Walker about what happened in the mid-'80s, you could bring up all these linkages, let alone the towers, which he evidently owns, or his church does, where he's still the man in charge. That's a Brian Kilmeade show. Go to BrianKilmeade.com. Pick up the President Freedom Fighter. If you want to go to, I can order it and send it to your house.
And paid for by OpenChart Concepts. Attention firefighters, members of the military, and airport workers. For decades, first responders and firefighters at military bases and airports used a chemical-based foam to fight fires. Studies have shown the chemicals used to make aqueous film-forming foam, or AFFF, are highly toxic to humans and have been associated with several types of cancer. If you or someone you know was exposed to AFFF and were diagnosed with any of these cancers, including kidney, bladder, prostate, pancreatic, lymphoma, leukemia, testicular, and neuroendocrine, then you should call us immediately because you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call us at 800-459-3919. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call us now, 800-459-3919. Operators are standing by 24/7, so don't wait. 800-459-3919. That's 800-459-3919. Again, 800-459-3919.
Gold Leaf Nursery has you covered. Protect your citrus tree and frost tender shrubs from freezing. Gold Leaf Nursery has frost cloth in assorted sizes and custom cut sizes up to 12 feet wide. Just arrived. Living Christmas trees. Choose from Colorado blue spruce, baby blue spruce, Norway spruce, dwarf Alberta fir trees, and fat Albert blue spruce. Tis the season to be freezing. So don't forget to cover up with frost cloth. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday, 8 to 5. We're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.